It's the best bike vacation ever.
3 days of cycling in the Sierra foothills, camping under the stars, catered gourmet meals, entertainment, and in-camp activities.
It's the 20th annual Emigrant Trails Bike Trek,
Friday, September 8th through Sunday, September 10th. This excellent adventure attracts over 400 bicycle riders and helps support Breathe California Sacramento's efforts to improve air quality in our area and to work to eliminate lung disease. Make your plans now and start raising much-needed funds by registering today at sacbreathe.org or by calling 916-444-5900. You can ride as an individual or put together a team of co-workers or friends. Travel at your own pace through stunning scenery, then relax in a camp with massage, yoga, or a beverage from the cantina. Free training rides prepare you for the best bike vacation ever. The 20th Annual Emigrant Trails Bike Trek, September 8th through September 10th. 3 days of cycling, camping, and fun. Go to sacbreathe.org or call 916-444-5900 and sign up today.
I'm Steve Futterman, live in Los Angeles, now with more CBS News. Here's Bill Vitchka.
It's blowtorch weather from Maine to Oklahoma down to the Gulf. The air tastes like sulfur. It's scorching, not only in the sun and during the day, but at night. David Feltkin of the National Weather Service.
As cities expand and we add more brick and cement and road pavement and getting rid of the trees and the grassy areas, we are adding more heat. And as a result, nighttime temperatures will be warmer.
Authorities warn that the demand for electricity could lead to blackouts, records being set for usage. AAA saying they're getting swamped with repair calls. If that's not enough, there's a hurricane watch for parts of the Caribbean, and Tropical Storm Chris is expected to intensify into a hurricane. It could threaten Florida as early as Sunday. Forecaster Jamie Rome.
It's too soon to be panicking or anything like that, so I think people for now should just watch it. Now is a good time to check up on your hurricane supplies. Make sure you got everything you need.
Hurricane watch for part of the Bahamas and the Turks and Caicos Islands. It will likely graze Puerto Rico, which will get major downpours, possible flooding. Two islands off the coast evacuated. It could pose a threat to the Gulf of Mexico, including oil and gas production. There's a new study that may have you scratching your head, and maybe more than that. It identifies gaps in measles vaccination. A new outbreak might be just a plane ride away. Correspondent Barry Bagnato.
A New England Journal of Medicine study warns that an unusual measles outbreak last year in Indiana could be repeated even though most Americans are vaccinated. CDC researcher Amy Parker.
There are pockets of people who are unvaccinated. Those are the areas that are at risk of an imported case of disease.
Which groups in the U.S. need more vaccination attention? This study says international travelers, healthcare workers, and homeschooled children. Barry Bagnato, CBS News, Washington.
Israel and Hezbollah raising the stakes on the battlefield, even as Israeli Prime Minister Ehud Olmert said Israel will keep fighting until an international force is deployed. The U.N. canceled a meeting planned for tomorrow to consider the makeup of an international force in the Mideast and which countries would contribute troops. On Wall Street, they made money. Blue chips up 74, the NASDAQ higher by nearly 17. Stocks were getting a bounce on good earning reports from, among others, Procter & Gamble and Time & Warner. This is CBS News.
There are infinite dynamics in business. For example, the 10 million saved is 10 million earned dynamic. Or the our month end reports actually happen by the end of the month dynamic. Or the yes, I can forecast the revenue, no, I don't own a crystal ball dynamic. How do you manage these dynamics? Microsoft Dynamics. Software solutions that are specially designed to improve your customer relationship, financial, and supply chain management. To find out more, visit Microsoft.com/Microsoft Dynamics.
If you want someone to tell you what you want to hear, we're not the place. But if you want someone to tell it like it is, come to Match.com.
You need to start making some different decisions and embracing some different strategies to get what you want.
Match.com is working with Dr. Phil, and our members are loving his insight. We'll show you who. He'll show you how. So come see what Match.com can do for you. Match.com, the number one site for love.
Caught off guard, President Bush was said to be surprised when Fidel Castro was stricken by illness. Mr. Bush now has a wait-and-see attitude, according to Senator Robert Bennett. The state of Castro's health is a matter of speculation. He has not been seen. He has not spoken. Rolling Stones have paid just a fraction of their vast income to the tax man. Dutch records show that the band's tax bill for the last 20 years was little more than $7 million on earnings of $450 million. The Stones have gone Dutch, choosing that country to set up foundations to decide control of the Stones' catalog should one of them die. Tax details have leaked out because, according to The Independent, the Stones are getting ready for their final curtain call, making their wills. Bill Vitka, CBS News.
Get the good stuff.
Sacramento Summers.
The odds of you being killed by a terrorist are practically zero. So I say relax and enjoy the show. You have to be a realist. You have to be realistic about terrorism. Certain groups of people, certain groups, Muslim fundamentalists, Christian fundamentalists, Jewish fundamentalists, and just plain guys from Montana, are going to continue to make life in this country very interesting for a long, long time. That's the reality. Angry men in combat fatigues talking to God on a two-way radio and muttering incoherent slogans about freedom are eventually going to provide us with a great deal of entertainment, especially after your stupid economy collapses all around you and the terrorists come out of the woodwork. You'll have anthrax in the water supply and sarin gas in your air conditioners. There'll be chemical and biological suitcase bombs in every city. And I say enjoy it. Relax. Enjoy the show. Take a chance. Put a little fun in your life.
Looking for intense excitement? Don't miss the 7th annual Mather Mud Run, a boot camp style obstacle course race on Saturday, August the 26th at Mather Field in Rancho Cordova. Join members of all branches of the military, police and fire departments, and runners of all ages for a day of fun and drills in the mud. Spectators are welcome free of charge, and there's plenty of food and great raffle prizes available. To register or to find out more, go to MatherMudRun.com today.
It's Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Love Channel.
Six minutes after 3 o'clock. Welcome to the Wednesday edition of Enid Live. I am yours until 7, 3 to 7 weekdays on AM 1320, Sacramento's Love Channel. Remember, there are lots of ways that you can get in touch with me. And if you've missed some of the shows that we are referencing here, or you just can't get enough of Enid Live, they're being archived at White Rose Society. That's one word, whiterosesociety.org. So I've gotten some emails from some of you. Go to whiterosesociety.org, and my past shows should be online there. And I think lots of past shows, I think even from Denver. So you can, the shows are all archived there. You can contact me in a variety of ways. You can email me, enid@kctc.com. We stream live. Just go to 1320leftchannel.com. You can call me, and it doesn't cost anything to do it. It's always toll-free if you're in the 916 area code. The number is 349-1320, and if you're not, it's 866-626-1320. And a couple of things. We have a winner on the Tour de Left bicycle giveaway. Congratulations to Steve Conroy of Sacramento. He's the winner of our AM 1320 Tour de Left bicycle giveaway. The bike is worth about $1,400. Steve is now the proud owner of the Jameis Ventura Elite Road Bike, courtesy of the Bicycle Chef. He's also going to receive bicycle accessories and an exclusive AM 1320 Left Channel bicycle jersey. Thanks to all of you who registered online for the Tour de Left at AM1320LeftChannel.com. So, congratulations to Steve Conroy of Sacramento. He walked away with a wonderful bike. Isn't he lucky? Oh, isn't that nice? Lots to talk about today, and a couple of things that I want, a little bit of housekeeping. We're going to have Lawrence Wright on, I think, in mid-August. It's a book about Al-Qaeda and 9/11 that has gotten fabulous reviews in the New York Times. And the toughest reviewer, I think, in the country, Machiko Kakutani, gave it a really good review. So he's going to be joining us. And the book is going to be the cover book in this coming week's New York Times book review. So it's going to be on the featured on the cover. So I just want you to know that we really do our best here to bring you interesting ideas and the best guests that we can and the best ideas to jar around on Enid Live, which is sort of a flea market for ideas and, oh, who knows, all kind. We're a bazaar here. That's all I can tell you. Well, I've got to get back to the arena because in the B today, it gets worse and worse. The arena story gets worse and worse. Here is Ari Graswich in the B talking about the arena. Money matters. Sacramento City Councilman Steve Cohen figured taxpayers would get a raw deal for the new Kings Arena, but it's even worse than he imagined. Incredibly, he says, we would be better off building the arena and giving it away to Joe and Gavin Maloof. The rent they pay is less than what they would have had to pay in property taxes by $2 or $3 million a year. The $2 or $3 million as proposed, the public will own the new arena. This means zero property taxes. Big mistake, Cohen thinks. The rent deal was cooked up by Sacramento City Councilman Rob Fong, who sometimes fills in here, and County Supervisor Roger Dickinson. The Pals negotiated with the Maloofs. Our reps gave up almost everything, Rick Graswich is writing. The Maloofs would pay about $4 million in rent for 30 years. Joe and Gavin keep ticket sales, parking, food, beverage, even the naming rights. If the Maloofs owned the building, they would pay close to $6 million each year in property taxes. We came up with a worse deal than just giving the damn thing away, Steve Cohen said. You would think it's impossible, but we did it. Even Dickinson admits the deal is not great for taxpayers. He says it's the best that he and Rob could manage. Fong and Dickinson want the public to vote on the tax giveaway November 7th. Can't wait. So here is what Steve Cohen, who's a Sacramento City Councilman, is saying, that the taxpayers get a better deal if they build the arena and just give it away to the Maloofs. It would be a better deal because they would not have to pay property tax. This is just amazing. Why didn't Fong and Dickinson just do a deal where they just give all of Sacramento away and we can be the happy beneficiaries? Why should the Maloofs be the only ones to stand at that particular trough slurping loudly? The arena is missing its arena measure. This, again, from the Sacramento Bee. The measure that's going to be put before voters in November will offer no specifics. The ballot measure calling for a quarter-cent sales tax boost will not mention an arena. Well, isn't that interesting? How come they're not going to mention an arena? Because if they make it vague, then they don't need to have a two-thirds majority, I think. A simple majority will suffice. The county's entire strategy hinges on being as nonspecific on the ballot as possible. By design, the county is trying to make promises without specific language on the ballot to enforce them, thus avoiding a requirement. The taxes that are destined for clear-cut purposes, can you spell arena, passed by two-thirds rather than a simple majority vote. Now, so let me see if I've got this right. In two ways, we, the public, are deliberately being misled. We are being misled because the legislation is very clear here that if the taxes are to be used for a specific purpose, then it's not enough to have a simple majority at the ballot box. You've got to have a two-thirds majority. You have to have a stunning majority. So they're going to keep the arena out of the arena proposal so that they can end run around that requirement that there be a two-thirds majority. So we are being misled there. And then the deal that these people put together is just hideous. And here again we are being misled. They said the numbers were one way, but when you put your eye shade on and sharpen your pencils, you realize that the numbers are hideously worse than what they have told us, and that it would be a better deal to simply build this thing and give it to the Maloofs rather than than the deal right now that's going on, because they would have to pay property taxes. Steve Cohen, city councilman, ran the numbers. He said we'd be better off building the arena and giving it away to Joe and Gavin Maloof. The rent they pay is less than what they would pay in property taxes by $2 or $3 million a year. As proposed, the public will own the new arena. This means zero property taxes. Big mistake. least they would have paid the property tax on it. I mean, this whole thing stinks to high heaven. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. When did it become the responsibility of our elected officials to deceive us in this way? Because a handful of people in this town want this arena big time to line their own pockets, I imagine. And the Maloofs are just so happy. The trade in knee pads must be so brisk. I don't even know where to start here, but in every single way we are being screwed. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. What are your thoughts about this? The legislation is very clear. If you are using taxes for a specific designation, you have to have a two-thirds majority. A simple majority simply isn't going to be enough. So they're going to get the arena out of the arena proposal. That means, I suppose, they can use the taxes for anything that they want. And here it is. Steve Cohn did the numbers. He ran the numbers. And he says, we would be better off building this arena and giving it away to the Maloofs. They would be paying more in rent. The rent that they will pay is less than what they would have paid in property taxes by $2 or $3 million a year. So if you gave it to them, they'd be paying property taxes and we would be doing better than the rent that they're going to pay. I think this is just amazing. The level of deception and the level of manipulation, and the Maloofs weren't biting, so they kept giving more. And, well, we'll give you, you know what, we'll give you a little bit. Now, then we're going to give you more, and we're going to give you everything, and then we're going to give you everything plus. We're going to give you more things than you ever wanted. And the Maloofs, all they have to do is sit back and simply just do nothing, because the more they do nothing, the more the city is willing to offer them. And I don't know what the backstory is. So anybody here who knows what the backstory, in other words, what does the city think it's going to be getting by cringing in front of the Maloofs and offering them the whole store, the keys to the store, the whole city, the keys to the city, and the voters to whom they are responsible, their constituency, it's like, screw you, the Maloofs are really our constituency. I mean, what is it that the city thinks it's going to get out of this deal that is so rich for the Maloofs and so restricted for the rest of us? It's for the most regressive tax. I mean, you think about it. For the next 15 years, you're going to be paying a quarter of a cent more sales tax. You think of what that astronomical amount of money is just for your own purchases. And these are people who are being expected to pick up the tab who are never going to be able to afford to buy a ticket to go into that place. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. Amir, hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel.
Hi, can I say thank you for your program? I listened to what you had to say and my heart just beat. Can I say that is the biggest robbery? You know, I hope the elections don't get stolen, because I hope everybody vote against it. It's the biggest ripoff that I've seen. And I wonder who wrote that, because like you say, that guy who you know that wrote it, he had to be working strictly for the Maloofs on that deal.
Well, I don't think he's working for anybody who put this deal together is not working for we the people. That's what I think.
Yeah, hey, and I also heard you say that there's probably going to be a lawsuit behind the way that they're going to put the bill in, because it's illegal.
I didn't say it, but most likely that will happen.
Right. Well, if that does happen, and we'll still have to pay if they win, if they lose, it's like a lose-lose situation.
The whole thing is a terrible idea. Amir, I thank you so much, and thanks for your kind words. I appreciate them. 349-1320, 866-626, 1320. So here's the deal. You'd be better off just building this thing and giving it to the Maloofs. They at least pay a little more in property tax than they would have been paying in rent. I mean, in every way, this is a loser proposition. And even the way the proposal is going to have to be written, because they can't risk a two-thirds majority. If this thing passes, I will be amazed. Then we have become really too dumb to breathe in this town. The whole thing is so maddening. And we have our representatives, the people that we voted into office, who think nothing of selling us out as quickly as they possibly can. I don't see how this is a good deal for the city. I don't think it's a good deal for we the people. Who's going to have to pay? Is it only in the city limits that you're going to pay that extra quarter percent sales tax? That is my question. 349-1320, 866-620-61320. I'm Enid Goldstein, and you are listening to the Wednesday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel. Time now to check traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa West. I think we're having some technical problems here.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can.
Nice.
Okay, good. I'm glad to know you're here. We didn't have the right music. We must not have been paying the orchestra.
No, here. And you know what? We had an engineer here telling us all kinds of things to do, and he's just so great. Well, that just happened to be one thing that I wasn't paying attention to.
Oh, there it is.
Woohoo! Well, traffic and weather from the left. Tonight we have lows right around 57. And as usual, highs for the next couple of days right around 95. Our traffic from the left, over 50 over top of the mountain, is nice and slow. Our traffic also southbound 99 at Fruit Ridge Road is nice and slow as well. Due to it looks like a two-car crash, an injury on the right-hand side. 50 at Metherfield Road, we have a hit and run, no injuries. And a hit and run at Sloan Drive and now Elkhorn Boulevard, stopping traffic as well. Log on to 1320leftchannel.com and you can get more information, weather, and of course traffic. I'm Lisa West, more Enid Live coming back at AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
We may not have solved America's problems yet, but we're working on it. AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. It's your right to listen to the left.
I'd like to start.
Hey, listen up. What about your future? Are you unhappy with your current job? Want to make great money and get the promotion you deserve? Now's the time. Explore your options. Log on to sackjobs.com and post your resume today. That's sackjobs.com. Post your resume and have local employers find you now. New companies being added each day and hundreds of jobs being added each week. So if you're in the market for a job, sackjobs.com is a click away. At sackjobs.com, you're on your way to a better day.
You know something? There's nothing wrong with a culture where everyone has a different idea of what's humorous. The last time I can remember an entire nation being on the same page, it was Germany in the late 30s, and it didn't really turn out that funny. Remember, in its time and place, what Hitler said was considered politically correct. And it's that blind adherence to what is situationally palatable that is truly dangerous. We should question it all, poke fun at it all, sit on it all, rail against it all, and most importantly, for Christ's sake, laugh at it all. Because the only thing separating Holy Writ from complete Bishul is your perspective. It's your only weapon. Keep the safety off. Don't take yourself too seriously. Remember that at the end of the day, this is just an ant farm with beepers, and it takes zero politically correct society to screw in a light bulb because they are perpetually in the dark. Of course, that's just my opinion. I could be wrong.
Making the decisions that are right for me. We're informed, prepared, just in case.
We're starting a family, and we're so excited.
I'm using protection.
Definitely. Getting tested, too.
To be sure. At Planned Parenthood, we are here for you. With high-quality personal care. At an affordable cost. Take care of yourself. For a wide range of health information and services, call 1-800-230-PLAN.
Talk to Enid now,
349-1320. 322 on the Wednesday edition of Enid Live. I am yours until 7, 3 to 7 weekdays on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. We are talking about two pieces in today's B on the arena. I mean, I can't, you know, it gets worse and worse. Here's Ari Graswich on Sports Pages. Was he on Sports Page or was he Metro today? Well, maybe Metro. But anyway, he's talking about Steve Cohen, SAC city councilman, who figured that taxpayers would get a raw deal from the new arena. He didn't know how bad it was till he ran the numbers. And it turns out we would be better off just giving this arena away rather than the deal we have now, because at least we get some property taxes. The rent they pay is going to be less than what they would have had to pay in property tax, and by $2 or $3 million. I mean, this is just a huge giveaway, and it gets worse. If you think that isn't bad enough, it gets worse in that the way when you have a particular designation for tax money, then that sets into motion a requirement that you need to have a 2/3 majority, not just a simple majority. but from the voters, but a two-thirds majority. So to avoid that possibility, here's what they're going to do. They are just going to be nonspecific as to what the raise in sales tax would be for. It will be for this and that, and they're not going to say arena in the proposition. So in every way, you have got a lot of dishonesty going on here. It's a manipulation. It's a lot of dishonesty. These people who are supposed to be representing us seem to be happy to make a deal giving away the whole store to the Maloofs. You've got to ask why that is and what the backstory is. 349-1320, 866-626, 1320. Chris in Sacramento. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel. Hi, Chris.
Hi, Edith. How are you doing?
Doing well, thank you.
Good. This is the first time I've called in, and I like you, but I'm very frustrated about the arena deal as far as I see so many good things coming from this arena, and I look at this 0.25% sales tax, and it's a I make an average income, and from the numbers that I've heard, it's going to cost me about $1 a week to have this arena. And it's not just about the Kings. There's so many other special events that are going to happen there. And it's the Kings would only use it about 25% of the year.
How much do you spend in a week that you think it's going to cost you $1 a week? It's going to cost you more than $1 a week. And tell me something. Tell me what you think the benefits are. And if the benefits are so wonderful, let private monies pay for them. The sales tax is the most regressive tax. And to build a structure and do it the way we have done it now, where it would be cheaper actually to give it away to the Maloofs and have them pay some property tax for it. I mean, why would you be in favor of this?
I would be in favor of it because you look at other cities who have built arenas and actually, the Maloofs are actually going to be contributing more, and I know it really doesn't mean a lot to a lot of other people, but the Maloofs are going to be contributing more to this arena deal than other owners of other teams in other cities.
Well, we are getting raped in this deal, and you are probably from the probably a flack from one of the PR agencies that are flacking this project. If this is such a fabulous project, let private money do it. You know what? The Maloofs are so rich. Let them build it. Let them do what the Niners are going to do. The Niners are going to get private financing to do their new stadium. And let the Maloofs be really honorable people, step up to the plate and say, you know what? Sacramento's in trouble. Sacramento's got major problems. Sacramento doesn't have money for anything. We're going to get private monies to put this together.
Create money for all these other public
Let them get the private money. Where is it a plus for us to pay for this?
When comparing it to the Bay Area, you cannot compare it to that market.
I'm asking you a straight question. Why can't they get private monies, and what is it? Why isn't that an advantage to get private monies to put this thing together if you think this is such a perky idea?
Because private money, it's just not going to happen in the Maloofs.
Why? Why isn't it going to happen?
Why isn't it going to happen?
Yeah.
Because it doesn't have to happen.
Wait. If this is such a great idea, Chris, only going to cost you $1 a week, you say, which is not right. You know that that's not right. You know you just took that figure right out of your rear end.
No, that's not true.
So if this is such a great idea in every way, private money will be happy to jump on this bandwagon because they can make a lot of money that way.
The way that it's done in this industry, and it's going to make Sacramento a much better place.
That's not an argument. I want to hear specifically why this isn't good.
A nice event here in Sacramento.
Wait. Chris, I'm not letting you off the hook because I know you're a PR person here flacking for this project, and I want you to tell me why, if it's so great a project, private money shouldn't pay for it. Why isn't it a good idea for private money to pay for it?
And when the Kings leave, this is going to be just like...
I'm asking you about private money. You think it's a great idea, so if it's really good and it's going to be great for Sacramento, give me the argument for private money paying for it.
I just feel that to get something, you got to pay for it, and I think the public, the good that will come from it...
Why should we pay for it? Why should we pay for this?
Sacramento on the map.
I don't know how many ways to ask this of you. Why shouldn't, if you think this is so great and you think this is going to put us on a map, which it isn't, because it only makes you sound like the cowtown you are when you think that's what you need to be on the map. But that's aside. If you think this is a great idea, why not have private money pay for it? There's
a lot of people who don't want to pay for it.
Maybe they know something we don't know. If they don't want to pay for it, maybe they think it's because it's not profitable.
Edith, well, I do like you, but we'll agree.
Chris, I'm gonna have to spell my name for you, because if you really like me that much, you'd know how to pronounce it. It's Enid. It's E-N-I-D.
I'm sorry. I
You never have listened to the show before, but you're a great PR person.
Yes, I have. I just don't listen to it at this time block. I happen to be home right now. But
okay.
If
it's so great, Chris,
it was very frustrating.
If it's so great an idea, then private money would be standing in line for it. And if they are not, then clearly it's not a very great idea.
Why does private money never pay for it in similar sized towns across?
Because they got a lot of dopes around, and they pass it over to the public trough, and we get screwed, and private money walks away with money in Spock. That's how our dopey president, walked away for the first time in his life after a career of failure with money in his pocket because he got the voters to pay for a new stadium.
I just think it's going to revitalize downtown.
Great, then let private money pay for it. That's what I say.
Well,
Thank you.
Let's see if that'll ever happen. I'll tell you right now, it's not going to be as good of a deal as the one that we have right now.
Wait. Why is this a good deal that we're getting screwed and we're getting screwed?
0.25% sales tax. I'll spend more on a cup of coffee than I want.
We are getting screwed. Here's the deal, that if we gave this thing to the Maloofs, it would be a better deal for the city than renting it, because at least they would pay property tax. They are going to pay almost nothing on this thing, Chris.
That's a very good point.
Is that okay with you that you get strip mined out of your sales tax, the most regressive tax, and they don't pay anything? Oh, I don't know, Chris. I think you got your values on wrong. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. You have any thoughts about this? If this is such a great idea, why not have private monies pay for it? But if private monies don't want to pay for it, maybe they know something we don't know. Mike, calling from Elk Grove. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Enid, welcome back from your vacation.
Thank you.
Great topic, and I'm so glad that you're not letting loose of this topic, because I can tell you two things. One, I saw this morning on Channel 10, they're going to start this little spin meister going where they get people that are in favor of this. And I'm telling you, the gentleman they had on this morning was saying, oh, yeah, the Kings are great. Everyone loves the Kings, and they're going to be so great. And I like the Kings, too. But I'm with you. I'm looking at the aesthetics of this. I mean, you look at Madison Square Garden. You look at the Oakland Arena. They did fine remodeling the arena where it's at. And they used a lot of financing from private. Now, I tell the gentleman that just called, tell him to look at the Sacramento's most...
The gentleman who just called, I can promise you, is on somebody's payroll. I don't know whose payroll he is, but he had a lot of facts and figures, and he had no real specific information. So I imagine they're dispatching people like that to call shows like mine to say what a great idea it would be.
Exactly.
But if it's so great an idea, my thought is let private money pay for it. And if private money doesn't want to pay for it, maybe they know something we don't know.
Exactly. So look at Sacramento Magazine's 50 power brokers of this region. They got money. They got a lot of these developers. They can contribute, and I think the regional rich folks can pay for it, because I tell you what, I haven't been to a Kings game in years. I go to Monarchs games. I support that. But the tickets are a lot more reasonable for the working average Joe. Because I tell you, that's very expensive to go in that arena to watch the Kings.
I have heard that it is. Mike, I thank you very much for the call. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. Ken, calling from Citrus Heights. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Well, hi, Enid. This time I won't get cut off. I was on my cell phone. I got cut off the last time I talked to you.
Oh.
I agree with you about the arena, 100%. Because the public is not going to get any profit from the use of that arena.
The profit all goes to the Maloofs. We're giving it to them in a way. And if we really were giving it to them, we'd get more out of it than the way we're doing it now. We'd at least get some property taxes. We'd at least get $2 or $3 million more, according to Steve Cohn.
And a simple thing, I don't know if anyone's thought about this, is let's say they do get the public of people to donate and build this arena. What's to stop the Maloofs to get a better offer and move this team somewhere else, and you're stuck with a dinosaur?
Well, I don't know. I don't know what the provisions are of the arrangement that is being made. What we do know so far is that the details that have emerged have been completely misleading. And when you start to run the numbers, you find out that you are being lied to by the city people who put this thing together. And it's a worse deal than you could have ever imagined, in which we are getting screwed and the Maloofs are getting everything. And so I don't know what the other provisions are. But if everybody thinks that this is such a wonderful idea, that's wonderful. That's fine. Let private monies pay for it.
I agree. We couldn't get private money, we couldn't get public monies to save a symphony. Why should we get one to save, to promote a basketball team that we already have an excellent arena for in the first
place? I'll tell you what, if I were, if I'm being asked to pay a quarter cent additional sales tax, I want it to go to fund schools, libraries, hospitals. I might be interested in that, but not to fund an arena. And I thank you, Ken, for the call. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. I'm Enid Goldstein, and you are listening to the Wednesday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel. Time to check traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa with Lisa West.
That's right, Enid.
I always want to use your nickname, but I'm trying not to.
Well, I'll tell you what. Over by the stadium, the traffic is backed up absolutely. It stopped. We have a, looks like on I-80 westbound, we've got a two-car crash, a big rig, and another one just not even a half a mile up, stopping traffic completely. We also have another one, and it looks like it is 50 over top of the mountain, stopping traffic as well. South End 99 at Fruit Ridge Road, another car crash, so now stopping traffic, although things are moving a little bit on the left-hand side. You can log on to 1320leftchannel.com and check it out.
Shaking up the Weasel Empire. It's Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Are you having trouble?
Ladies and gentlemen, from New York City, Kate.
Is happening. I guess the only people that have to be really, really happy about all this news about a war is the Catholic Church. Oh, yeah, they got to be happy because they're off the front page of the paper for the first time in a long time. Woo! Woo! And I am a recovering Catholic. Some of you are here tonight. Yes? So I've been following this story. I went to 16 years of Catholic education. I'm lucky I'm alive. I went to Our Lady of Psychological Warfare. I've always felt that if women have to be in the military, they should only be lesbians. Because we would never get around to having a war. Right? We'd have to have some meetings. A war in October? What about the softball banquet?
Democrats and Republicans in high levels of government, the military, and intelligence have risked their careers, their livelihoods, and in some cases their safety to expose the lies, duplicity, and potential crimes of the Bush administration. These patriotic Americans are trying to tell us something. When Richard Nixon abused power, Congress held a serious bipartisan investigation that resulted in articles of impeachment. Ask your Congress member to co-sponsor House Resolution 635 for an official investigation into the Bush administration.
Sponsored by AfterDowningStreet.org.
This is an AM 1320 Left Channel Action Calendar. They were spit upon, beaten, jailed, vilified in the pulpit, and sometimes scorned by their own sex. They were courageous risk takers who took on a government and the president of the most powerful nation in the world for a democratic principle, the right to vote. Yes, these were the suffragettes. These brave women who gave so much would shudder to learn that 22 million single women failed to vote in the 2004 presidential election. Women's Equality Day is Saturday, August 26th. Come show your support and join the suffrage parade, a grand parade down the avenue to the state capitol in Sacramento. March or ride on floats to the west steps of the capitol and take part in a rally with advocates, activists, and public officials.
I knew I must be one of that valiant band.
For more information, please call 916-435-9760. That's 916-435-9760. Help commemorate Women's Equality Day, Saturday, August 26th in downtown Sacramento. Call 916-435-9760.
Protecting your right to choose the left. It's Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
On the Wednesday edition of Enid Live, I am yours until 7, 3 to 7, Monday through Friday on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. And I forgot to give you your homework assignment since I've been back, because I have not been thinking about homework assignments. But it's every day, your homework assignment is to tell 3 to 5 people that we are here, because we're still getting traction. We are new. We only just got started around the beginning of the year. Well, late last year, but around the beginning of the year. And anything you do to provide a counterpoint to the talk radio in Sacramento that is 99.9% conservative. I mean, there are just a couple of non-conservative voices here. We would appreciate it, and I think you're doing your friends a favor. It's some pushback to the Republican talking points that you hear on Rush and Sean and everybody else. And we're trying to do honest talk radio and real talk radio. And what we're talking about right now is the dishonesty in this arena deal. In every way, it is a dishonest deal. It is misleading in the way that the ballot proposition will be written because they're going to keep arena out of the language so that the vote won't have to be a two-thirds vote. They can win by a simple majority. I will be surprised if this passes, but you never know. You're gonna get TV is gonna go for it, and they're gonna push in the direction of, oh, we won't be a countdown anymore if we have an arena like this. That's what they said the last time around. So if an arena is such a fabulous idea and it's going to be so great for Sacramento and it's going to be such a moneymaker, great. Let private monies take care of it the way that it will be done in San Francisco for the 49ers. Let private money step up to the plate. Let the poorest among us not be forced to support the richest among us. I mean, that is the Bush administration all over again. And here you have Sacramento City Councilman Steve Cohen, who figured taxpayers were going to get a bad deal, a raw deal on this arena, and he didn't know how raw it was until he sat down and he ran the numbers, and he said, we would be better off just giving this thing away to the Maloofs, because at least we would get some property tax out of it. We would get $2 to $3 million more out of it that way than we would by simply the arrangement that we have now, which allows for a rent. So in every way, we are getting screwed. And I am amazed. I guess I'm going to sit back and I'm going to watch the way that it gets spinned out to us in this area, and how they're going to try to, and maybe Stan Atkinson will be a flack for it. I don't know. He was a flack for, the PG&E deal on the last ballot. I don't know. We love Stan, and Stan is a lovely man. I like him a lot. But they're going to get somebody, they're going to trot out somebody that you can believe who's going to look straight into that camera's eye and say, what a great deal this is for you, the taxpayer, the citizen, the resident of the Sacramento area, how this is going to be fabulous for your life and you should pay for it. So good, we should pay for it. Really, so good, they should pay for it. That's what I want to say. 349-1320, 866, 626-1320. I also want to clarify some stuff from yesterday. The Los Angeles Times is the one, that the paper that reported that Angelides and Arnold, Phil and Arnold, are very close in what they have in terms of money available. Arnold started out with way more money, and he didn't have to pay for a bruising primary fight the way Angelides did, where pretty much his funds got stripped as a result of that bruising fight. And that Arnold has frittered away his money. He's really just gone right through it. Now, that's what the LA Times reported. Other publications have reported that Arnold is way ahead in his fundraising over Phil. So I'm not quite sure what the truth of the matter is. I just know that there are two separate points of view about it. But here is some additional information on where Arnold Schwarzenegger's monies have gone. The Secretary of State's website shows a number of expenses that Arnold has made. $1,772 on pins he spent. $4,200 on cufflinks, which I think I mentioned yesterday. $687.50 on cigars. $592.47 for a visit to the Enchantment Resort, Mia Amo, in Sedona, Arizona. But here's where the big money comes in. $618,000 in travel expenses, including over $521,000 paid to Arnold's own company for use of his private jet. So there must be some arrangement where when his jet is used, he gets repayment if it's for what? I don't know, campaign or whatever. Over $549,000 on salaries for his campaign staff. Steve Schmidt, one of his principal advisors, gets $52,500 a month. $352,000 on campaign consultants, and that's on top of the $549,000. So almost $1 million on his campaign, considering staff and campaign consultants. $14,373 on a private security company. Apparently, Arnold doesn't trust cops to protect him or his property. Do you think that a private firm is going to do better for you than a cop would? I don't know. They don't do better when it comes to running the jails and the schools. So I don't know if I would trust my security to those people. But anyway, he is spending $14,000, almost $400 on that. And he has spent something like $10.4 million on television. $213,000 for yard signs. But despite all of the spending, and he is about 7 points ahead of Phil Angelides, his approval ratings remain stuck below 50% in all recent polls. So no matter how much he's spending, he is still below 50%. Now, I don't know what it's going to take to win. He is 7 points ahead of Phil, and Phil has been a little bit missing in action lately. So you may have thoughts about this. 349-1320, 866-626, 1320, money for cigars. I guess, is that all legal? Campaign money? Well, if Mrs. Deep Doolittle is taking 15% of whatever it is that that you contribute to his campaign and puts it in the family coffers, I guess you can spend money on whatever you want. Cigars, pins, travel, resorts. Well, that's nice. And Paul Koretz, who's an assemblyman from West Hollywood, is going to be having a press conference next Tuesday, August the 8th. And as I have more information, I will share it with you. But he is the legislator who's been behind the Impeach Bush movement. And you can go to online. They just had a few hundred signatures just a couple of days ago, and now they have over 5,000. So if you go online, here is the site, gopetition.com. Go petition, one word, GOPETITION.com, and then type in impeach, and it will take you where you need to go. And they have over 5,000 signatures. He'll have a press conference. Maybe he might have some Hollywood people there if they're lucky. They're trying for that. And give us the latest on what the status of the impeach Bush legislation is. Now, there are two other states that are involved in trying to impeach Bush, and it turns out that a state can do it. A state can get that going. Vermont and Illinois, but both are in recess at this time, and California is not in recess. And so as I have more information for you, I will share it with you. But pencil it in on your calendar, 9:30 in the morning. It's going to be on the east lawn of the Capitol. They're going to probably want a big turnout. And if that's the case, we'll talk more about it as I know more about it. And Paul Koretz will be giving a press conference, and that is next Tuesday, 9:30 in the morning. And the issue is impeaching Dickey. Not a moment too soon. A story that we talked about a while ago has some resolution to it. These are two grannies. They're in their 70s. They're very well reversed in insurance practices. They found homeless people, sometimes from their church, and they sort of adopted these couple of homeless guys and put them in apartments and took very good care of them for 2 years, because that's when, if you happen to die, have an accidental death on your insurance policy, it will pay off. So they took really good care of these guys for a couple of years. And then, isn't it an odd coincidence, but both of them were run over in separate accidents. Well, it turns out that these grannies, these 70s, middle 70, 175, 173, who posed as good Samaritans, paying rents on apartments for these victims, while they also took out multiple insurance policies on their lives and named themselves as the beneficiaries, have also been charged in the killings of these two homeless men. Gloria Allred is a lawyer for one of the homeless men's daughters, so I don't know how her dad was homeless, but she is able to retain Gloria Allred. Maybe it's a pro bono deal. I don't know. But here are these two allegedly good Samaritan grannies who found a way, and they cleaned up to the tune of, I don't know, $2.2 million, almost $3 million, depending on how you want to figure. One series of policies paid $2.2 million, and another one paid, I think, about $600,000. So we're talking almost $3 million. These two old ladies figured out a way to put these guys in apartments, pay for everything for 2 years, and they knew the intricacies of how insurance policies pay off. And so when these guys mysteriously died in alleys, why, they were right there as beneficiaries. And what was interesting here is that one woman had bought a Mercury Sable station wagon under a false name, And it turned out that that was the one of the vehicles, I think, that was used in these killings. So 349-1320, 866-626-1320. They look like nice little grannies. They're at church looking for good people to help, and they have just helped themselves. And you know what? In some ways, they're no different from what Sacramento is doing. It's helping itself at our benefit. I mean, we're paying the price for them helping themselves. To our detriment, I guess I should say. So everybody's got a way that they, you know, this is what it has come to. In a society where the bottom line is the bottom line, honesty from our elected officials may have always been in short supply, but it is even in shorter supply. That's number one. And number two, people are shameless. They are completely manipulative and dishonest in the way they craft these kinds of deals that benefit the richest among us. It's just like the administration. And I have some more things. You know, you're going to want to reach for the Malocs by the time we're done here. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. I'm Enid Goldstein, and you are listening to the Wednesday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel. Time to check traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa West.
Hi there, Lisa West here. Traffic and weather from the left is looking pretty good. We have lows tonight right around 57, maybe 60. It's looking like for the next couple of days. 94 we are at here in the River City. Tomorrow highs near 98, maybe even reaching 100 by Sunday. Back to those I don't need a sweater days. Traffic over top of the mountain at 50, looking pretty slow. And southbound 99 is probably the worst we've got. Otherwise, hardly any collisions. Back with more Enid Live. You can also check out the traffic and weather from the left at 1320leftchannel.com. Lisa West here at AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Welcome to Los Angeles, where I believe the official sunscreen is now lead, isn't it, pretty much? Oh, my God, this heat. I was sweating like Naomi Campbell trying to hire a maid. It was so hot today. It was so hot in Hollywood today, Brad and Angelina adopted Ben and Jerry. Did you know that? It was so hot in Encino, Michael Jackson actually stopped at a Young Boys lemonade stand and just bought the lemonade. You know the worst part about this heat wave across the country is Al Gore walking around going, I told you so. I told you so. Actually, if Al Gore's movie on global warming is correct, as you know, the ice caps are shrinking. You all know about that. The glaciers are shrinking. The only thing not shrinking, Al Gore, apparently. Have you seen Al? Really not shrinking. I tell you, the heat, it puts people in a bad mood. You know, in fact, coming into work today, people were swearing like President Bush near an open mic. It was unbelievable.
Laughing at the truth. AM 1320.
At Cache Creek Casino Resort, win fast, win often with Cash Fever Jackpot. Jackpots start at $20,000 and are guaranteed to hit by $30,000. Every time a Cash Fever jackpot hits, a Cash Club player wins just for playing with their card. Plus, you can check the Cash Fever jackpot total and your Cash Club points online now at CashCreek.com. So join Cash Club today and get the fever. Cache Creek Casino Resort.
Ever. 3 days of cycling in the Sierra foothills, camping under the stars, catered gourmet meals, entertainment, and in-camp activities. It's the 20th annual Emigrant Trails Bike Trek, Friday, September 8th through Sunday, September 10th. This excellent adventure attracts over 400 bicycle riders and helps support Breathe California Sacramento's efforts to improve air quality in our area and to work to eliminate lung disease. Make your plans now and start raising much-needed funds by registering today at sacbreathe.org or by calling 916-444-4444. 5900. You can ride as an individual or put together a team of co-workers or friends. Travel at your own pace through stunning scenery, then relax in a camp with massage, yoga, or a beverage from the cantina. Free training rides prepare you for the best bike vacation ever. The 20th Annual Immigrant Trails Bike Trek, September 8th through September 10th. 3 days of cycling, camping, and fun. Go to sacbreeze.org or call 916-444-5900 and sign up today.
Miss a little, miss a lot. Stay with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
3:53 on the Wednesday edition of Enid Live. I am yours until 7, 3 to 7 weekdays on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. Remember, you can email me, Enid at kctc.com. Go to our website, 1320leftchannel.com. There's always good stuff there. The guest that we're going to have in mid-August is going to be on the cover. The book is going to be the cover of this coming Sunday's New York Times book review. So, and it's gotten a very good review from Machiko Kakutani, and I think it's going to get another really good review on Sunday. So those are the kinds of guests we like to have, people who have interesting things to say. We're talking about many, many things. We're talking about the arena, the dishonesty there. We're talking about Arnold's campaign, where he's frittered away quite a lot of his campaign monies. I want to talk for a moment about some of the other dishonesty that we are seeing. One of the things that's going on here, and I think we've talked a little bit about it. Oh, before we get there, let me just share this with you. You know the red state, blue state controversy. Somebody sent me this, and I wanted to share it with you because I think it's great. Dear red states, this is from the blue. We are ticked off at the way you've treated California, and we've decided we're leaving. We intend to form our own country, and we're taking the other blue states with us. In case you aren't aware, that includes Hawaii, Oregon, Washington, Minnesota, Wisconsin, Michigan, Illinois, and all the Northeast. We believe this split will be beneficial to the nation and especially to the people of the new country of New California. To sum up briefly, here's what you're going to get: Texas, Oklahoma, and all the slave states. We get stem cell research and the best beaches. We get Elliot Spitzer. You get Ken Lay. Well, you would have gotten him. We get the Statue of Liberty. You get Opryland. We get Intel and Microsoft. You got WorldCom. We get Harvard. You get Ole Miss. We get 85% of America's venture capital and entrepreneurs. You get Alabama. We get 2/3 of the tax revenue. You get to make the red states pay their fair share. Since our aggregate divorce is 22% lower than the Christian coalition's, we get a bunch of happy families. You get a bunch of single moms. Please be aware that Nuevo California will be pro-choice and anti-war, and we're going to want all our citizens back from Iraq at once. If you need people to fight, ask your evangelicals. They have kids they're apparently willing to send to their deaths for no purpose, and they don't care if you don't show pictures of their children's caskets coming home. We wish you success in Iraq, and we hope that the WMDs turn up, but we're not willing to spend our resources in Bush's quagmire. With the blue states in hand, we will have firm control of 80% of the country's fresh water, more than 90% of the pineapple and lettuce, 92% of the nation's fresh fruit, 95% of America's quality wines. You can serve French wines at state dinners, 90% of all cheese, and 90% of the high-tech industry. Most of the U.S. low-sulfur coal, all living redwoods, sequoias and condors, all the Ivy and Seven Sister schools, plus Harvard, Yale, Stanford, Caltech, and MIT. We in the blue states. We can live simply, but well. With the red states, you will have to cope with 88% of all obese Americans and their projected health care costs, 92% of all U.S. mosquitoes, nearly 100% of the tornadoes, 90% of the hurricanes, 99% of all Southern Baptists, virtually 100% of all televangelists, Rush Limbaugh, Bob Jones University, Clemson, and the University of Georgia. We get Hollywood. We in the blue states, we get Hollywood and Yosemite. Thank you. 38% of those in the red states believe that Jonah was actually swallowed by a whale. 62% believe life is sacred unless we're discussing the death penalty or gun laws. 44% say that evolution is only a theory. 53% that Saddam was involved in...
to AM 1320 KCTC, Sacramento's Left Channel. Streaming live at 1320leftchannel.com.
Now New Yorkers know how the folks in the West felt, sizzling.
You just got to drink water or you're going to die.
And then there's Chris, aiming right at Florida and the Gulf.
We are expecting it to become a hurricane in the next 24 to 48 hours.
This is the CBS World News Roundup, late edition. I'm Harley Carnes. A giant umbrella of heat has slowly crossed the country. It's baking the eastern third at the moment, CBS's Bob Orr reports.
With a historic heat wave adding yet another day to its sweltering record run, people took some comfort in knowing they're not alone in their misery.
It's real bad. Everybody's sweating.
A few found real relief, but even they had complaints.
It's been horrible.
And who would argue? From St. Louis to Washington, temperatures once again hovered near 100 degrees.
It's not only hot in the sunshine. When the sun goes down, it doesn't cool down much, not in the cities anyway.
We are not surprised by warmer low temperatures at night with this heat wave or just the urban heat island effect.
That's meteorologist Dennis Feltgen at the National Weather Service. With the heat comes the highway emergency calls.
We have received on a daily basis as many as 7,500 calls. That's up about 37% from an average hot day during the summer.
Martha Mead at AAA. And Con Ed in New York set a new record for electricity demand, 13,141 megawatts at 5 p.m. It broke the record set all the way back on Monday. Now this message.
If you want someone to tell you what you want to hear, we're not the place. But if you want someone to tell it like it is, come to Match.com.
You need to start making some different decisions and embracing some different strategies to get what you want.
Match.com is working with Dr. Phil, and our members are loving his insight. We'll show you who. He'll show you how. So come see what Match.com can do for you. Match.com, the number one site for love.
CompUSA email bag.
Today, Jack emails, Dear CompUSA, got any deals for a starving student? Yeah, Jack. Now through Saturday, we're giving away $10,000 every day. Plus, we've got hundreds of killer deals, like $280 off a compact laptop with AMD Turion 64 processor. It's under $500 after rebates. So get to CompUSA's back-to-school sale, because we got it, we get it. No purchase necessary, void or prohibited, store visit required. See store for details.
Did someone say hurricane season? Yeah, they did. And the name is Chris. Tropical storm right now, but heat is literally a storm's energy. And the Hurricane Center's Jennifer Pralgo says it's headed our way.
Tropical storm Chris is located approximately 115 miles north-northeast of St. Thomas. It's moving towards the west-northwest at 10 miles per hour. Winds are sustained at about 60 miles per hour.
The current cone of probability points right into the steamy Gulf of Mexico. Best indication yet, on another day of intense fighting, that the end is nowhere in sight in Lebanon, Israeli Prime Minister Ehud Olmert.
Israel will stop fighting when the international force will be present in the south part of Lebanon. We can't stop before it.
No one even knows what nation's troops will be in an international force, nor what their rules of engagement might be. And getting them organized and in place will take weeks at best. In the meantime, these sounds of people huddled in aid centers will be commonly heard through the broad and choppy wake of the war. The DUI-related charges for Mel Gibson are misdemeanors. CBS's Steve Futterman is in Los Angeles.
There are three separate charges, two misdemeanors, driving under the influence and having a high blood alcohol level. He is also charged with having an open container in his vehicle. Since there are no felonies, Mel Gibson doesn't even have to appear in court. The DA's office chose not to charge Gibson with either resisting arrest or making threats to a law enforcement official.
And just in case you thought Uncle Sam had bolted the border doors.
Undercover congressional investigators reported they had no more trouble crossing the border from Canada and Mexico with fake IDs this year than when they first tried this 3 years ago. Gregory Coutts told senators they even used the same fake driver's licenses.
CBP inspectors never questioned the validity
of our counterfeit documents.
Homeland Security officials say there are too many kinds of ID and they're too easy to fake. And this problem will be fixed in 2 years when passports will be required for border crossings. But Committee Chairman Chuck Grassley says that's too long to wait. Bob Fuzz, CBS News, Capitol Hill.
Merck wins another big Vioxx lawsuit. Jurors in Los Angeles decided the drug company is not liable for the many health problems suffered by a 71-year-old California man. You're listening to the CBS World News Roundup.
Hi, I'm David Orrick. My 8-pound Orrick. When you.
Good evening. I would like to report on the state of our war against the American people. We're mounting a sustained campaign to crack down on every American and every person of every faith and every nation and to bring them to justice. All missions are being executed according to plan, without warning or provocation. Americans are being swept up in an international dragnet. Thousands of FBI agents are on the trail of other citizens here and abroad. It has everything to do with hate and evil and murder and prejudice. America's strong, strong, strong.
Federal agents, we are armed!
Enid Live continues on AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel.
Six minutes after 4 o'clock. Welcome to hour two of Enid Live. I am yours until 7, 3 to 7 weekdays on AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel. Monday through Fridays. The same as a weekday, isn't it? I think it is. Well, we at the Department of Redundancy Department, I'm thrilled to be back from my holiday. Well, that's not entirely true. I am thrilled. Pookies, I have missed you. But it was also wonderful to be away and to have a really lovely time and not to think about anything too seriously. And I guess that's why nobody is. I mean, I just think that whenever we start to think about how bad things are, it's just who wants to do that? As a result, TV news, for example, spending less time covering the war in Iraq. Because, first of all, we're not doing very well there. And secondly, it's a complete downer. And in a business that cares about ratings, that's not a way to get them, I don't think. There are lots of ways that you can contact me. You can contact me by email, enid@kctc.com. Check our website, 1320leftchannel.com. We do stream live, and we are going to have Lawrence Wright on, who's got a really incredible book coming out. It's going to be the cover. The book is going to be on the cover of this coming Sunday's New York Times Book Review, and I think it's got a second good review from the New York Times. The first one was in the Daily New York Times. Machiko Kakutani is a very tough reviewer. And it's about 9/11, it's about Al-Qaeda, and he's done a lot of additional research, and it's supposed to be juicy and really interesting. You can call me, and it's a free phone call. 916, if you're in the 916 area code, 349-1320, and if you're not, it's 866-626-1320. And think about calling if you've never called a radio talk show, and I'm going to tell you, it would be very hard for me to do it. You wouldn't think so, but it would be. Let me encourage you to do it. If you've never done it, you could alter the dialogue. You could get a whole train of thought going. You will be heard by more people probably than you will encounter in the whole rest of your life. And in every way, it enriches the conversation. We're happy to have you join us on the air because these are your airways. And even if you're a Republican, and even if you're from a red state, and even if you continue to reside at least metaphorically in a red state, and even if you're a conservative, we welcome you. These are our airwaves. And even if we disagree with you, you will always have a forum for making your point here on Enid Live. So I want you to remember that. And your homework assignment, which I also want you to remember, is to tell 3 to 5 people every single day, even people you don't know. It's a great way to start a conversation. In the checkout line. Well, we are all in the checkout line. We just don't know when we're going to get to the register. When you're walking on the street, when you're in a store somewhere, when you're at the mall, where when you're somewhere, it's a wonderful way to start a conversation if you think someone might be interested in another alternative to talk radio. A lot of people don't know that we are here yet. We're still so new, and we're still getting traction, and we're still kind of fragile, and we need, if you like what we present to you here on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel, if you like the kind of radio you're getting, you can help us by telling everybody you know, and keep telling them, because I need to be told 50 million times, even when I want to do something. I need to be reminded a bunch of times, or else life is liable to intervene and I won't have a chance to remember to do it. Okay, here we are. The Los Angeles Times is reporting, and you just heard it here at the top of the hour at CBS News report. Mel Gibson was charged today with misdemeanor drunk driving as an independent investigator looked into why sheriff's officials tried to limit public information about the actor's anti-Jewish statements and aggressive behavior during his arrest last week. Interestingly enough, it was a Jewish cop who arrested him. That is what is so interesting here. And if you're pulled over by a cop, why would you start talking about that? I mean, I don't understand what he was thinking, if anything. But in any event, it's a misdemeanor. And there is an investigation going on as to what extent there was a cover-up here. Prosecutors also charge the actor with having an elevated blood alcohol level, a misdemeanor, having an open container of liquor in his car, a violation of the vehicle code. Is this typically a misdemeanor when you get pulled over for drunk driving, or is that a felony? That's what I want to know. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. Is it a misdemeanor, or is it a felony? A guy who heads the Office of Independent Review said an initial review of the case found that no laws had been broken and the arrests had been handled within departmental policy. If you were pulled over for drunk driving, isn't that considered a felony? I don't know. It's never happened to me. So you're going to have to tell me that. Maureen Dowd, in her column today, is talking to Leon, and I don't know how to say his last name. I've always seen it written. Leon Wisiltier. He's part of the Jewish community, and he's an editor, and he's a literary editor of the New Republic, and she asked him for his comment. She says it is really because he's asking for forgiveness from the Jews, which is such a ploy. Give me a break. Why is that happening? What kind of thinking is it that he thinks he's got to ask the Jews, who he has no respect for, apparently? I don't get any of this. But here's what Leon Wisiltier is saying. He said, it's really rich to behold Gibson asking Jews to behave like Christians. Has he forgotten how bellicose and wrathful and unforgiving we are? Why would a people who start all the wars make a peace? Perhaps he's feeling a little like Jesus, hoping that the Jews don't do their worst and preparing himself for more evidence of their disappointing behavior. I have always wondered why people who believe that we control the world do not have more respect for us. Take the cop who arrested Gibson. Do you think it was a coincidence that he was a Jew? We have been following Gibson's every move since he released that movie. The other night when our uniformed brother spotted him bobbing and weaving in his star car, we saw an opportunity and we took it. Don't blame us. It's what Yahweh would do. When Officer Mee busted him, we all busted him. Moreover, it is the elders' considered view that whereas alcoholism may require a process of recovery, anti-Semitism is a more intractable and less chic failing. Perhaps he thinks that all he needs to do is spend a few months in AA, Anti-Semites Anonymous, and find some celebrity sponsor and run for absolution to Larry King. So that you're going to find that, you'll see it tomorrow in the Bee. And it's being reported that here is an unsettling glimpse behind a star's image. In other words, we have all these celebrities, and we are an extremely celebrity-obsessed and besotted culture, and we have no idea who these people really are. And then when we find out, it's pretty depressing. I think this will have some effect on his career. Maybe it won't have a big effect. Maybe the people he appeals to feel the same way he does. I don't know. There are some people in Hollywood who are saying that Hollywood ought to take a moral stand, but Hollywood's a business, and they're going to do what is good for business. So and everybody gets rehabilitated, I suppose. Eventually, even Richard Nixon got rehabilitated. one of the nation's most ardent and active promoters of church outreach for the Passion of the Christ, which was Mel Gibson's film that was so controversial, was First Family Baptist Church in Overland Park, Kansas, where the Reverend Jerry Johnston brought 5,000 people to see that film. Only the Savior is perfect, he said, and every messenger of the gospel is flawed. And Gibson certainly illustrated that to the worst degree, said Pastor Johnson. It was unwarranted, and a great shame has been attached to the maker of the movie, but the message of the movie remains untainted, he says. And the pastor believes that Gibson owes an apology not only to the Jewish people, but to all pro-Israel evangelicals. He could take some of the proceeds of that movie and donate them to a worthy Jewish cause in Israel, and so on. So that's the latest on Mel Gibson. That his tequila sunrise has resulted in a misdemeanor. Let me ask you, if you've been pulled over, have had a friend pulled over for drunk driving, is that typically a misdemeanor? Or is that typically a felony? And don't you lose your license? Don't they immediately pull your license? And it is very expensive. From all that I have ever heard about drunk driving issues, it is a very expensive deal. And then maybe you can't drive for a year. No, I'm just going by, I listen to Len Tillum, and he's a lawyer, and this is what he says. But those of you who have been caught in drunk driving situations, I would like to hear from you. 349-1320, 866-620-6320. Is it a misdemeanor? I thought that if you were driving drunk, and he was over the legal limit, that he had an elevated blood alcohol level. Now, they are saying this is a misdemeanor. Having an open container in his car is a violation of the vehicle code. Misdemeanor, drunk driving. I always thought that these were felonies, but I guess I'm not right about that because 349-1320, 866-626-1320. Let's head over to the phones and to Larry in Natomas. Hi, Larry. You're live with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel.
Yeah, hi. Where was the crucifixion done? Was that in Israel?
Am I your reference librarian? Tell me the point that you called to make.
Okay, fine. I was just wondering what was so terrible about that movie.
I never saw the movie, so I can't answer that question. Did you see the movie?
Nope, haven't seen it either.
Well, then call your reference librarian for these questions. Thank you, Larry. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. I'm Enid Goldstein, and you are listening to the Wednesday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel. Time now to check traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa West.
Thank you very much, Enid. We do have weather tonight right around 57 for our low, 60 maybe for the low tomorrow. It's 94 here in the River City. Our traffic's looking pretty good, and 50 over top of the mountain. And I love these computers, although I do like getting phone calls from you guys if you're on the highways, 50, 99, wherever, to let me know what your situation is all about. Although we do have westbound I-80 just west of Norwood Avenue in North Sac, we have a disabled vehicle on the right-hand side. And we also have southbound Cap 30 Freeway just south of American River, South Edge. Now, that's in South Sac, a disabled vehicle blocking traffic. Back with more Enid Live at AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel.
It's good for the environment. No air pollution. It's Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel.
It's the best bike vacation.
This is an AM 1320 Left Channel Action Calendar. They were spit upon, beaten, jailed, vilified in the pulpit, and sometimes scorned by their own sex. They were courageous risk takers who took on a government and the president of the most powerful nation in the world for a democratic principle, the right to vote. Yes, these were the suffragettes. These brave women who gave so much would shudder to learn that 22 million single women failed to vote in the 2004 presidential election. Women's Equality Day is Saturday, August 26th. Come show your support and join the suffrage parade, a grand parade down the avenue to the state capitol in Sacramento. March or ride on floats to the west steps of the capitol and take part in a rally with advocates, activists, and public officials.
I knew I must be one of that valiant band.
For more information, please call 916-435-9760. That's 916-435-9760. Help commemorate Women's Equality Day, Saturday, August 26th in downtown Sacramento. Call 916-435-9760.
and left. It's Enid Goldstein on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel.
On the Wednesday edition of Enid Live, Hour 2. I am yours until 7, 3 to 7. And remember, your homework assignment, I keep forgetting to tell you, you've got to tell 3 to 5 people every day that we are here. We're talking about Mel Gibson. There is no shortage, and it's just been reported at the top of the hour with CBS News reporting, also the Los Angeles Times just reporting, that he was charged with misdemeanor drunk driving as an when I'm asking, is this a felony? When you are driving drunk, isn't that typically a felony? I don't know. Thank God. It's never happened to me, but I've always thought that it was a felony. I guess that maybe I'm not right about that. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. I think we have about one line open. Let's head over to Tony in Oroville. Hi, Tony. You're live with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel.
Hi, Enid. Great job.
Thank you.
I think I can clarify the degree of seriousness of the drunk driving.
Yeah.
If it's 23-152A or B of the vehicle code, which is simple drunk driving, no injuries, no property damage, the first two cases are misdemeanors. They're always misdemeanors.
Wait a minute. Wait. Give me that again. The difference is if there's no property damage?
The more priors you have, the worse it gets.
All right. So we're assuming then that he had few or no priors.
If he has no priors, the minimum sentence is 48 hours. The maximum is 6 months. The fine is healthy. He can.
The minimum sentence is 48 hours. But he didn't ever go to the pokey for 48 hours, did he?
I don't know if he did or not.
I never saw that in any of the reporting that he was hauled off to the pokey for 48 hours.
If he didn't, he may sooner or later. But it doesn't become a felony unless there's, death or injury, in which case it's a different vehicle code violation, or if it's the third case or later. And the third case or more, that's at the option of the district attorney.
So what does it cost when it's a misdemeanor? What does this mean? Does his license get pulled for a period of time?
It will probably be pulled for a period of time and restricted for a period of time. There's a mandatory school that he's supposed to go to for drunk drivers. It lasts either 90 or 180 days. As I understand, his blood alcohol percentage was 0.12. That would be the 90-day school. Once he's in the school, he can apply to the Department of Motor Vehicles for a restricted license. The restricted license is valid for going to his work, from his work to his home and vice versa, and in the course of his work if he's required to drive to work, and also to go to the class he's attending, and that's about it.
But his work is, let's say his work is acting. He could still continue to do that.
Well, if he has to drive, say in a movie scene or something, yeah, I suppose he'd be allowed to do that.
Well, what if his shoot is in another country? And don't forget, he is an Australian, isn't he? Still.
I thought he was raised in New York, although he's born in Australia. But I'm not sure of that.
I'm not either. I really don't know. But let's say there's a shoot in another country, they're going to let him out of the country?
That depends. There's nothing there going to prohibit him from leaving the country. No. What some other country does about him driving an automobile is entirely up to them and their laws.
Okay, but he's got to satisfy the requirements of the state of California.
Oh, he's got to satisfy the requirements of all 50 states of the U.S. because they all have what they call judicial amity. They all respect each other's laws and pronouncements in this matter.
I didn't see. Are you an attorney, Tony?
No, I'm a court interpreter.
Oh, you are? Okay, so you see these cases come up. What's it going to cost him now that it matters for him? But
I beg your pardon?
What will it cost him, this little episode?
If he gets the standard fine, it'll probably cost him about $1,500.
I thought more than that. I thought it would be in the neighborhood of somewhere between $3,000 and $5,000. No?
The maximum amount for the fine itself would be about $2,700. And then there's something called I can't get the English word now. Resarcimiento is a Spanish word. Indemnity of payment.
Assessment.
Which limits for misdemeanors. The limit for misdemeanors is $1,000 on that.
Okay.
So the most he's going to have to pay outside of what he has to pay the school itself is about $3,000. I doubt very much he'll have to pay that much, though.
Well, it's for him, it's not the money. It's there are other and what about a blood alcohol level of what'd you say? I didn't see that, but
0.12.
So how bad is that?
It's relatively low. And until fairly recent times, that was the legal limit in Texas.
Well, in Texas, until fairly recent times, you could drive with an open bottle in your car, and that was perfectly legal.
Well, yeah, that's true, too. A .12 isn't particularly drunk. In fact, you know, if going by the pictures of him that I've seen on TV and so forth, immediately after his arrest, he looked like his blood alcohol might have been higher than 1.2.
Well, there is an investigation as to whether he got special treatment and whether there was a cover-up. But, Tony,
yeah.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate
thank
this
you.
Information.
Thank
good,
you.
Good work. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. Greg, in Sacramento. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. Hi, Greg.
Hello, Enid.
Hi, welcome.
Thank you. I was just listening to the caller ahead of me. I got arrested in 99 for a DUI, and... there are other repercussions in terms of your insurance and things that you actually have a stigma for like 10 years.
What happens? Tell me.
They raise your rates.
How much? What percentage?
Percentage-wise, I'm not really clear on, but I'm guessing around 20%.
Really? And it stays raised? That rate stays raised for 10 years?
Yes, that's correct.
And when you were arrested for a DUI, how was it a misdemeanor situation or a felony?
If it was a misdemeanor.
Uh-huh.
And it was, I believe, unless there's like an injury involved, you know, where you struck another vehicle or hurt another individual, then it can be a felony, of course, if you killed somebody.
Right, or property damage is what our last caller told us.
Exactly.
And you learned from this what, Greg?
Well, you don't drink and drive, and you know it really was a valuable lesson because it is something that you certainly don't want to go through twice, unless you're, you know, want to punish yourself.
Right, and completely alcoholic. Well, I thank you very much for the call. Thanks for the information. I appreciate it, and thanks for not drinking and driving too. That's a good thing for the rest of us. 349-1320-866-626-1320. Jillian in Fair Oaks. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Hi, Enid, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
Welcome back from holidays.
Thank you very much.
Good, I'm having a hard time hearing you. Enid, I'm commenting on the, as I'm listening here, this is a felony in Canada. I'm surprised it's not a felony here in the United States, but from state to state, all your rules seem to be different. And the only reason I know this is my partner coming into Canada, because she had more than one DUI, even though it was longer than 10 years ago, there were special things she had to go through to get to erase that.
When she was entering Canada or when she was coming from Canada to this country?
No, when she was entering from the States to Canada.
Really? She had a DUI in the States?
Yep, she had more than two, and they were more than 10 years ago.
Okay, so she's been okay for more than 10 years?
Yep. No problems at all.
And what did Canada require of her?
They required her to go through a whole process of a lot of red tape paperwork with immigration to prove the fact that she hadn't committed any more of these type of offenses or any other offenses under the criminal code. And she had to jump through hoops, et cetera. I thought it was ridiculous. And, of course, if Mr. Mel here only has one and that's all he ever commits, regardless of his penalties, if he ever goes to Canada, they probably won't even notice. They'll turn a blind eye.
Well, I think it's interesting with Mel Gibson. He may only be charged with a misdemeanor as far as the law is concerned. But as far as the public is concerned, I think he's a felon. And for a lot of other reasons. And he reveals what he really is.
That's right.
And I, you know, we do have a short memory, and even Tricky Dickie Nixon was rehabilitated at the end. So Roman Polanski, I mean, I'm thinking of all these people who get rehabilitated finally.
Yeah.
And he may, but I think there will always be some lingering bad odor about him.
Yeah, that's right. And the one caller who said that he didn't look drunk and that .12 wasn't all that much. It depends on your body size, your body weight, how much you've had to eat, et cetera. He may have been slightly slurring his speech, his eyes might have been glassy, and there might have been a slight odor. That might have all been fine. For me, if I was, I'm falling down, crawling on my knees if I ever tried to get to that level of alcohol intake in my body. I would never blow that hard. I've tried it.
Well, you have to ask yourself what was really going on for him that he would assault a police officer with these kind of. I mean, you're stopped for something that serious.
Mm-hmm.
Why would you lead with what he led with? That is so suicidal.
It is.
Uh-huh.
He obviously has way more issues deeper than what meets the eye here.
Yeah.
And alcohol is a big thing that just lets your inhibitions down, and you just say fly what comes the first thing to mind. And if you're angry, that anger will come out.
I think you're right. Jillian, I thank you so much for the call, and thanks for the good information.
349-1320,
866-626-1320. Mike in Roseville. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. Hi, Mike.
Hey, how are you doing?
Doing well, thank you.
You know, I just wanted to call and clear something up real quick with something that the court interpreter said.
Uh-huh.
He had said that it's a mandatory 48-hour jail sentence on that.
And I said that, as far as I know, Mel Gibson was not hauled off to the pokey for 48 hours.
Wait, so he was or he wasn't held?
Not that I'm aware of. I haven't seen that, but maybe somebody else knows about that.
Yeah, no, it's not a mandatory sentence. In California, although it's probably never done anymore, that's actually a cite and release offense on the misdemeanor. Well, what it is anytime you're over 0.08% blood alcohol content, it's a misdemeanor, and that's a violation of the vehicle code. But the whole point of booking the person into jail, at least in our county, is you book them into jail until they sober up, and then they're released.
Well, I think that part of the reason that there's an investigation going on here is that we think that maybe one of the deputies drove him somewhere. I mean, that he got some kind of special treatment.
Well, you know, that's what I'm saying.
That a deputy drove him to his car. The head of the L.A. County Sheriff's Department Civilian Oversight Office said that he had concerns about what motivated sheriff's officials to try to conceal Mel Gibson's anti-Jewish statements and belligerent behavior from the public, and is troubled by the department's initial description of the arrest as uneventful. Well, I don't think it was too uneventful.
Well, you know, I mean, I can't argue with what they're saying because I wasn't there, but, you know, typically, whenever you try to take somebody into custody that is intoxicated or over the legal limit, they're going to fight with you. It's not something that...
Are you a cop?
Yeah, yes, I am.
Oh, okay. So you're a California cop?
Right.
All right. So what do you... Is there something that smells fishy about this whole deal to you?
Well, you know, the fact that they're not charging him, or at least they're alleging that they're not charging him with some type of assault on an officer... Like I said, I don't know that he wasn't there, but I know we're you know, the agency I work for, if you hit a police officer, you know, with the intent to hurt him, you're going to get charged with that. Now,
yeah, but I haven't seen that he assaulted an officer. He was just verbally abusive. But
well,
are you calling that an assault?
No, I'm not. Because, you know, technically a peace officer in California, while you're on duty, your peace cannot be disturbed. I mean, it's expected to be yelled at. You know, cussed at, but it's not expected for somebody to use physical force against you, and that's where the...
Wait a minute, you just said your peace cannot be disturbed, so if they cuss at you, that your peace is not getting disturbed that way?
Well, you know, of course it's going to bother you, but...
But what you're saying is, as long as it's not physical...
Exactly.
All right, I gotcha. So he doesn't necessarily get hauled off to the pokey for 48 hours...
That's correct.
Well, if he's drunk, how does he get home? Somebody's got to drive him somewhere.
Well,
they're not going to let him drive anywhere.
Right, and that's why, like I said, 99% of the time, actually it's probably 99.9% of the time, you're going to book that person into jail because they have to be sober. Once you take that person into custody, they become your sole responsibility. You can't just say, okay, I'm stopping you for DUI, you're under arrest. Issue them a citation and leave them standing there with their car. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah. So you have to do something. All right. So then maybe they took him and they booked him, and then his representatives got him out right away.
That's exactly it. Typically, though, most jails won't release somebody unless they're sober. You know, you have to blow it. You know, in a preliminary alcohol screening device, or at least be...
Well, then, so why would the allegations be that a deputy would be driving him to his car? Because how can you let him near his car when he's still loaded? That's what I don't get.
you know, if that's the case, I don't understand that either. But, you know, well, like I said, what they probably could have done, and like I said, it's very rare that it gets done anymore, you know, in today's world. But if it's just a misdemeanor DUI, and he is a point, I think the caller said a 1-2, you know, what they could have done is driven him to his house and issued him a citation there. But, you know, whether or not that's...
Curbside service. Well, Mike, thank you very much for the information. I really appreciate hearing from you. Thanks.
Okay.
And as we continue, Bill Maher has a few things to say about Mel Gibson, and so does our own Al Franken. And so we will share all of that. I'm Enid Goldstein, and you are listening to the Wednesday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. Time to check traffic and weather together from the left, from the west, from Lisa West.
And it is. Thank you very much, Enid. Well, our weather's looking pretty good. I mean, still shorts and, you know, tank tops, but nice and cool, but rather 57 for the low tonight. We are at 94 here in the River City. Tomorrow high's 95, 96, and by Sunday we might even reach 100. Still cool on those nights. Traffic's looking pretty good as well. We do have westbound I-80 just west of Trucks, the road, a disabled vehicle blocking traffic, and south on Cap City Freeway, just south of American River, south edge there. The disabled vehicles blocking traffic. Otherwise, our accidents, there really are none. Back with more Enid Live. I'm Lisa West at AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Taking the left lane all the way home with Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Are you struggling with...
Cache Creek Casino Resort. Win fast, win often with Cash Fever Jackpots. Jackpots start at $20,000 and are guaranteed to hit by $30,000. Every time a Cash Fever jackpot hits, a Cash Club player wins just for playing with their card. Plus, you can check the Cash Fever jackpot total and your Cash Club points online now at CashCreek.com. So join Cash Club today and get the fever. Cache Creek Casino Resort.
It's not something that you just dump something on. It's not a big truck. It's a series of tubes. Tubes. Why? Enormous tubes. Massive tubes. It really is the Internet consumer bill of rights. Because you got tangled up with all these things that are going on the Internet commercially. The world has turned against this. If your own personal Internet, that is you and me. You and me is that tubes. The Internet is not something that you just dump something on. It's not a good truck.
Laughing at the Truth, AM 1320.
It's a series of tubes.
If you send
mixed messages.
Of course, we're after Saddam Hussein. I mean Bin Laden. He's. Let me say, I certainly hope so. Before I.
If you send mixed messages.
That's a loaded question. First of all, I admire Senator Kerry's service to our country.
If you send mixed messages.
I admire the fact that he is a great dad. We're facing a
If you send messages.
Let me finish. And so the answer to your question is, no doubt about it, it's tough. It's hard work.
Protecting your right to choose the left. It's Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel.
4:41 on the Wednesday edition of Enid Live. I am yours until 7 o'clock, 3 to 7 weekdays on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel. We're talking about Mel Gibson. Is this a DUI that should be a misdemeanor? I have some additional information from the LA Times on what happened, really, and why there's an investigation going on. Sheriff's Department officials confirmed that a uniformed deputy drove Gibson from the Malibu Lost Hill station to a tow yard to retrieve his Lexus LS sedan after he was released on bail Friday morning. So apparently, I guess he was probably busted Thursday night or somewhere in the middle of the morning, something like that. And the department spokesperson said that the 10-mile ride in a marked patrol car was not unusual. We do this for someone from time to time at all of our stations. He added that officials decided to drive Gibson to avoid a confrontation with gathering media. But one department source who asked not to be identified because of the case's sensitivity said that it was a courtesy rarely extended to other suspects at the station. And remember, Gibson had a relationship with the L.A. Sheriff Baca. He'd done some public service spots and helped to support some sort of a charity that Baca was supporting. So, you know, if you've got a brand name, you get special treatment. Well, here's what Bill Maher had to say. Bill Maher is always fun. He said, I suspect I'll have plenty more to say about Mel Gibson when Real Time returns to HBO on August 25, but here are a couple of thoughts. As I watch so much of the world ask Israel for restraint in a way no other country would, can you imagine what Bush would do if a terrorist organization took over Canada and was lobbing missiles into Montana, Maine, Illinois? You know, and you know what? I'm with Mara on this one. And by the way, does anyone ever ask Hezbollah for restraint? You know, like, please stop firing your rockets aimed purposefully at civilians? Let me say one other thing about Hezbollah, which is not what we're talking about. Well, in a way, maybe, with Mel Gibson. They deliberately keep their armaments, not in armories, but they keep them in hospitals, they keep them in civilian homes, they hide behind civilians. So I want you to remember that part when everybody starts riding Israel for whatever civilian casualties there are. Hezbollah deliberately uses civilians as shields here. So here's what Maher says. I've heard Mr. Gibson say he's sorry and that he's wrong, and others say, well, he was drunk, he's got a disease, etc. But my question is, what is the root of this, Mel? I mean, we all say crazy things when we're drunk, and we've all undoubtedly had ugly moments when we are super stressed out and then drunk on top of it. Maher says, I know I have. But what comes out at that moment isn't a tirade against the Jews. Yes, liquor releases demons, but I want to know why the demon in Mel Gibson is hatred of the Jews to begin with. Why, when Mel's id is released, it's about the Jews messing everything up just like it was with Hitler, except Mel Gibson, when his id is in check, I believe, really knows how wrong that is and how stupid. He, I believe, at least fights with himself about this, but he will never win as long as he's so religious, because I hate to tell you, says Bill Maher, the disease isn't alcoholism. The disease is religion. Remember, Bill Maher believes that religion is a disease. He says, but that's another essay. He says, for now, let me just say again, says Bill Maher, the world has their simmering hatred of Jews under check most of the time, but do watch them when they start weaving on the PCH, Pacific Coast Highway. And Mel, let me remind you, the Jews have not started all the wars in the world, but they have greenlighted all the movies. Bill Maher. Okay, and here is Al Franken. My plan for rehabilitating Mel Gibson. So, says Al Franken, so I don't think Mel Gibson should be totally drummed out of the business. I think he should start, he should just have to start all over again. Put him in a movie as an under five And that is an actor who has fewer than five lines. Make him play busboy number two in a Matthew McConaughey comedy. Watching the dailies, a producer might say, hey, that busboy who said, you dropped your napkin, sir, well, he's pretty good. Then the director will say, of course he's good. That's Mel Gibson. And then the producer will say, oh, yeah, that's right. In my next movie, let's give him a slightly bigger role. Then, in about 5 or 6 years, he could be rehabilitated, and he could have his own sitcom. So that's Al Franken's take on Mel Gibson. He has been charged with a misdemeanor. He got special treatment. I guess we're sort of used to that. Just like the Maloofs get special treatment, too. You know? 349-1320. 866-626-1320. Let's head over to the phones and to Aaron in Citrus Heights. Hi, Aaron. You're live with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel.
Thank you for having me on the show.
You're welcome.
I just have a quick question. Where are you getting the information that they're hiding their missiles, Hezbollah? I mean, in...
It's well reported, and you should be looking at the New Yorker for some of the reporting. But it is well reported that for a long time that's what they have done. They have put themselves in buildings that are... Aaron, you asked me a question, and if you want to dispute it, I would say go to Google. I'm giving you the answer. So they put themselves in apartment buildings. They put their offices in apartment buildings where civilians are on top of them. They have hidden their missiles in hospitals and with civilians. So I would suggest that you read something and arm yourself with the facts before you call. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. We've been talking about Mel Gibson. And now I want to shift the conversation to something that I saw in Peter Schrag's column today. And Peter Schrag is an old friend, and he's written widely about California and about California issues. And he was talking about Arnold and a bunch of other things and the testing, the California high school test exit exam. But he said something at the end of the column that I wanted to talk about because it's a real issue for me. And it's something that we have been talking about here, but he said it in a different way. There is an argument going on that the reason that you don't want to have exit exams for California high school seniors is that the assets are not fairly distributed. In other words, all students don't have the same books. They don't have the same advantages. And until that happens, it's not a fair playing field. So you have students coming in who English skills are maybe not the greatest. You have them going into schools where maybe the facilities are not good and the teachers aren't good. So they're not playing on a level playing field. So given that, Arnold Schwarzenegger would have made, said Peter Schrag, a great witness for Gonzalez, as the attorney on the other side, argument that students had been shortchanged and should get their diplomas. He talked about how Arnold slammed Roy Romer, who is a former governor of the state of Colorado, for not doing more in the school system, when actually, Peter Schrag said, he was really good. He did way more. He said Schwarzenegger was right that Los Angeles had been a mess for 30 or 40 years, but Romer had done more to dig the place out of that mess than anyone had thought possible, and far more than all his recent predecessors combined. Schrag continues, the fixes in the educational system will take years, but they have started. And in elementary school, the test scores have made impressive gains, and new schools are being built at a phenomenal rate after decades in which very few were built and no high schools at all. He said about Roy Romer, who is retiring, it's going to be hard to replace him. I thought about that because one of the things we've been talking about in Sacramento and strip mining Sacramento, getting the most out of it and then leaving as quickly as possible, you have a situation here where people... you have a situation where people come in to these jobs and they maintain, you know, whether it's crime. I haven't heard any innovative programs about dealing with the crime that is a real issue in Sacramento and that I don't think anybody has had a decent handle on in a long time here. And I haven't heard, and there may be very innovative educational programs going on in Sacramento. But I have not heard about those. So when you've got these people coming in to run, I don't care what system, the prisons, the educational system, the criminal justice system, they come in, they hope that on their watch not too much of a disaster occurs. It's same old, same old. A lot of the status quo is maintained, and very few people really roll up their sleeves and say, you know what, this is a huge mess. And we have got to clean this up, and we're going to have to clean house and start from scratch. And we're going to do stuff that might be politically unpopular, but it's my mandate here to clean it up. That would be my approach. But it's not an approach, I think, that is always a career builder. In fact, maybe a lot of the time, it's not a career builder. And I think a lot of you in the bureaucracy have seen people come into these jobs, run these jobs, and they've come in just to maintain, just to, you know, get through their tour of duty so that they can get on to the next job, so that they don't lose this job, so that they don't go out in a blaze of scandal. But they really haven't fixed things very much. They've just kept the lid from blowing off completely. I would like you to respond to that, because I think in a lot of American life, whether it's education, certainly whether it's crime in Sacramento, I don't care what it is, I think a lot of that goes on. 349-1320-866-626-1320. And I'm of the opinion that you don't shove it under the rug, that you deal with it, whether it's personal issues. A lot of people just shove it under the rug, or they shove it into a bottle of booze like Mel Gibson has or whatever. They don't deal with it. And then I think it accrues with interest, and then it really slaps you in the chops. And when it does, it's like World War III. It's impossible to deal with. I mean, Goldstein, you're listening to AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. Time to check traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa Webb.
Loving the weather for the next couple of days, Enid. Lows 57. It's going to be highs. We're at 94 degrees here in the River City. Now, Sacramento for the next couple of days, 95, 96 it's going to be. Our traffic looking pretty good. 50 over the top of the mountain, speeding up a little bit. Westbound I-80 just west of Truxell Road. We had a vehicle smack dab in the middle of the roadway. Also, two vehicles got into an ambulance and emergency vehicles blocking the traffic at Florin Road and Power In Road. Back with more Enid Live, and if you need more traffic and, of course, weather, log on to 1320leftchannel.com. I'm Lisa West with traffic and weather from the left at AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
I always consider myself the father of four boys, even though two of my sons are gone. Our twins, Kevin and Brian, died when their boat capsized. Bad weather, cold water, and the absence of life jackets contributed to their deaths. If I can help one person avoid the daily heartbreak that my wife and family must endure, then asking you to be responsible on your boat will be well worth my time. Visit BoatSmarter.com, and remember, if it's your boat, it's your responsibility.
I'm Dale Shornack. If you're looking for intense excitement, don't miss the 7th annual Mather Mud Run, a boot camp-style obstacle course race on Saturday, August the 26th at Mather Field in Rancho Cordova. Join members of all branches of the military, police and fire departments, and runners of all ages for a day of fun and drills in the mud. Spectators are welcome free of charge, and there's plenty of food and great raffle prizes available. To register or to find out more, go to MatherMudRun.com today.
So hot today in New York City, that naked guy on the subway was screaming, "Who's crazy now?" Hot down in Washington, D.C., Dick Cheney replaced his pacemaker with an ice maker. Is that hot? It's so hot, Christie Brinkley is now dating Ben and Jerry. Whoa! It's so hot today, ladies and gentlemen, George W. Bush told Al Roker to stop doing that. That's what he said. That's what President Bush said at the G8 summit. He was overheard using a dirty language at the G8 summit. And not only that, later he was ejected for headbutting.
Whoa!
Yeah.
Laughing at the truth. AM 1320.
Hey, listen up. What about your future? Are you unhappy with your current job? You want to make great money and get the promotion you deserve? Now's the time. Explore your options. Log on to stackjobs.com and post your resume today. That's stackjobs.com. Post your resume and have local employers find you now. New companies being added each day and hundreds of jobs being added each week. So if you're in the market for a job, stackjobs.com is a click away. At stackjobs.com, you're on your way to a better day.
Live. Stay with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
On the Wednesday edition of Enid Live, I am yours until 7, so we have a couple hours left to go and just a couple minutes left in this hour of Enid Live. But the question that I was posing comes as a result. I really was reading Peter Schrag has thought long and deeply about issues affecting California, and he's written a number of books about it. And when he talked, I guess Arnold really slapped Roy Romer in the face. Roy Romer has done really some wonderful things for the educational system here in California, and he is about to retire. He did way more than anybody thought that it would be possible for somebody to do. So it was an unfair slap. But it made me think about all the people who come into these kinds of positions, whether it's prisons, whether it's education, whether it's in the private sector, where people come into these jobs, all they have to do is keep their nose clean. You know, here's how you win at tennis. You win at tennis by making fewer errors than your opponents. So a lot of these people come in, they don't really roll up their sleeves and do anything because they could get into trouble, it might not work, it could fail. And so things becomes, they just stay as part of the conventional wisdom, same old, same old. And I'm talking now about the educational system that has been such a mess here in Sacramento, certainly, and in other parts of California. The prison system we know is in meltdown in the state of California. We know that
listening to AM 1320 KCTC, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Left Channel.
Streaming live at 1320leftchannel.com.
CBS News. I'm Harley Carnes. We have been talking about this sweltering heat for days now, as a huge bubble of sizzle has walked across the nation like a giant hovering magnifying glass.
Power companies say repair crews are working overtime in blistering conditions to keep air conditioners running. But Pepco's Debbie Jarvis says the relentless heat is taking a toll.
It's almost like running a car 100 miles an hour, 24/7, that eventually, yes, there is some stress that affects the electrical mechanical system.
The summer scorcher has also been deadly. Since the onslaught of 100-degree temperatures began in California 2 weeks ago, more than 150 people have died from oppressive heat.
CBS's Bob Orr there. In New York City, Con Ed set a record for electricity demand today. Tropical Storm Chris expected to become a hurricane by Friday.
A little bit of an effect in the atmosphere could either strengthen it significantly or weaken it significantly. The smaller the storm, the more susceptible they are to intensity changes.
WFOR-TV's meteorologist Brian Norcross. Where is Chris going?
Strong high pressure over the east coast of the U.S. that will hold Chris to the south, probably push it toward the Gulf of Mexico eventually in some form.
As for the new hurricane season, and it appears to be getting truly underway, officials in Louisiana have shut down the center focused on finding people missing after Katrina. 136 people remain unaccounted for. Israeli tanks and troops ever on the move in southern Lebanon, and both the Prime Minister and the Army Chief of Staff said today no ceasefire is possible until an international, multinational military force has moved into place to maintain a protective buffer zone. Until then. So despite the words and the actions of those actually involved in the fighting, the U.S. State Department puts on a confident face about ceasefire.
Whatever differences in approach there are, they're really narrowing down to the point where we expect that we can get action in the Security Council in the coming days.
That's spokesman Sean McCormick. The Chargers are in for Mel Gibson. Jane Robinson at the L.A. County DA's office.
He is facing up to 6 months in county jail. That's a potential maximum for the misdemeanor charge.
It's said to be one of the greatest scenic views on the west coast of Ireland. Wide, panoramic, breathtaking, unspoiled. Well, maybe not unspoiled. A ramshackle old outhouse sits there, and that little plot of land is for sale. $384,000, enough to buy a home in Ireland, is the asking price. But they say the view is worth it. On Wall Street, the Dow gained 74 points today to close at nearly 11,200. The Nasdaq gained almost 17 points. Oil prices hit $75.81 a barrel, up about 90 cents on the day. This is CBS News.
Hey, how come you always get to pick the paint color?
Okay, what color do you want to paint?
I don't know. What do you think?
It's the home makeover event at Sherwin-Williams. This Thursday through Monday, save 25% on our high-quality paints and stains, 15% on Duration premium coatings, and save an extra 25% on Easy Change wallpaper patterns, too. Hurry, sale ends Monday.
Ask Sherwin-Williams.
For locations, visit SherwinWilliams.com. Some exclusions apply.
Hi, I'm David Orrick. 40 million Americans suffer from allergies, 17 million from asthma, 37 million from sinus infections. Here's the thought. Change the air you breathe. An Oric Professional Air Purifier completely renews the air in an average-sized room every 10 minutes. Try it free for 90 days. Call 1-800-989-4200. That's 1-800-989-4200.
Measles was gone, and then someone brought it back into the U.S.
5 years after the U.S. declared measles had been eliminated here, 34 people got sick from them in Indiana. An unvaccinated teen returning from Romania caused the outbreak. A New England Journal of Medicine study warns it could happen again. CDC researcher Amy Parker.
It's important to maintain high levels of vaccination coverage. The virus is a plane ride away.
Vanderbilt preventive medicine expert Dr. William Schaffner.
If you're planning to go abroad to an area where there's a lot of measles, get a second dose.
The study says healthcare workers and homeschooled children also need more vaccination protection. Barry Bagnato, CBS News, Washington.
Police in eastern England are setting up a prayer watch to help fight crime. The Lincolnshire branch of the Christian Police Association wants Christians to pray for the capture of criminals. The association director and former cop Don Axel says it makes a difference, as he's seen it happen too many times to chalk it up to coincidence.
I'm Dale Shorn.
These are troubled times. We have to think our way out. We can't faith our way out. It's not a coincidence that so much of Bush's base are faith people, because Bush works in mysterious ways. It helps to have faith. It really does. But religion, it stops people from thinking because they think all the answers are in that one book. It impedes progress. It justifies crazy people. Flying planes into a building was a faith-based initiative. Matters of otherwise common sense become points of debate, like gay marriage. Would we even be having this discussion about whether gay people can marry except for religion? Of course the Catholic Church doesn't want gay men to...
We have been talking about lots of things, and I want to expand the conversation because there are other things that we need to discuss in political things. And I want to remind you that your homework assignment is to tell 3 to 5 people every single day about AM 1320 and about Enid Live. And you can contact me, Enid@KCTC.com. And in the 916 area code, the number to call, it's always toll free, 349-1320 or 866-626-1320. And you will reach more people than you will probably talk to in the whole rest of your life. Washington Post. Front page story today on 9/11 panel suspected deception by the Pentagon. Some staff members, and this is something that we have all talked about here because we have talked about what has happened 9/11. Did we ever get the true story, which I don't think we ever did, and I don't know if we ever will. Some staff members and commissioners of the 9/11 panel concluded that the Pentagon's initial story of how it reacted to the 2001 terrorist attacks may have been part of a deliberate effort to mislead the commission and the public rather than a reflection of the fog of events on that day, according to sources involved in the debate. Suspicion of wrongdoing ran so deep that the 10-member 9/11 commission, in a secret meeting at the end of its tenure in the summer of 2004, now listen to this, debated referring the matter to the Justice Department for criminal investigation. Let me give you that again. Suspicion of wrongdoing ran so deep on the 10-member commission, 9/11 commission, in a secret meeting at the end of its tenure in summer of 2004, this commission debated referring the matter to the Justice Department for criminal investigation. If you're just tuning in, the 9/11 panel concluded that the Pentagon's initial story of how it reacted to the 2001 terrorist attacks may have been part of a deliberate effort to mislead the commission and to mislead the public rather than a reflection of the fog of events on that day. Now, you have to ask yourself, why did they want to mislead us? I mean, in every way, we are being manipulated, misled. I don't care whether it's the arena deal where they're not going to be specific, using the word arena on the ballot measure, because if they do, they need 2/3 vote instead of a simple majority. They misled us about what the deal would cost and what the Maloofs would have to pay, and that we'd be better off just giving this thing to the Maloofs, because the way the situation is now, if they had to pay property tax, they would be able to spend more, give more to the city than simply renting the facility. And here you have the Pentagon. Well, I mean, where do we start? Where do we make this list? The weapons of mass destruction? Hello? Was that misleading us or what? This is now the Washington Post reporting this, we to this day do not know why NORAD, the North American Aerospace Command, told us what they told us, said Thomas H. Keene, the former New Jersey Republican governor who led the commission. It was just so far from the truth, he said. It's one of those loose ends that never got tied. Let me give you that again. It's one of those loose ends that never got tied. I mean, it seems to me that this is a red flag. This commission was considering in 2004 referring this matter to the Justice Department for criminal investigation. How do they leave a loose end this untied? I don't get that part. You know, we were talking in the last hour. Peter Schrag writes a column. And he's talking about in the Bee, and he used to be the editorial page editor of the Sacramento Bee, and he's talking about how... Arnold slapped Roy Romer in the face, who was the Los Angeles school superintendent, when in fact Roy Romer did more for the Los Angeles school district than anybody in the last 30 or 40 years. People were amazed at how much he was able to do. So it was an unfair knock on Roy Romer. And it started me thinking about people who come into big jobs, heading up this or that, and they don't do anything. They don't do squat in these jobs. They just pray to keep a lid on it. They don't clean up the prison meltdown mess. They don't try to do anything substantial to clean up. They make these little tiny cosmetic fixes so that the lid doesn't blow off completely, whether it's crime in Sacramento, whether it's the educational system here, whatever it is. You see a lot of people coming in and doing, not willing to roll up their sleeves and do the right thing. They do what's good for their career, and they do what gets them boosted to the next job, but they very often do not do the right thing. And here you have a 9/11 commission commission, here is a loose end that is massive, that they, that this commission even considered referring to the Justice Department for a criminal investigation, and nobody did anything about it. Although the commission's landmark report made it clear that the Defense Department's early versions of events on the day of the attacks were inaccurate, the revelation that it considered criminal referrals reveals how skeptically those reports were viewed by the panel and provides a glimpse of the tension between it and the Bush administration. A Pentagon spokesman said yesterday that the Inspector General's office will soon release a report addressing whether testimony delivered to the commission was knowingly false. And it's so false that they had the times mixed up. For example, let me see if I've got this right. For more than 2 years after the attack, officials with NORAD and the FAA provided inaccurate information about the response to the hijackings in testimony and in appearances. Authorities suggested that U.S. air defenses had reacted quickly. The jets had been scrambled in response to the last two hijackings, and that fighters were prepared to shoot down United Airlines Flight 93 if it threatened Washington. In fact, the commission reported a year later, audio tape from NORAD's Northeast headquarters and other evidence showed clearly that the military never had any of the hijacked airliners in its sights. And at one point, chased a Phantom aircraft, and that would be American Airlines Flight 11, long after it had crashed into the World Trade Center. Major General Larry Arnold and Colonel Alan Scott told the commission that NORAD had begun tracking United 93 at 9:16 a.m., but the commission determined that the airline was not hijacked until 12 minutes later. Let me give you that again. Major General Larry Arnold and Colonel Alan Scott told the commission, the 9/11 commission, that NORAD had begun tracking United 93 at 9:16 a.m. But the commission determined that flight 93 was not hijacked until 12 minutes later, so there wouldn't be any reason to track it 12 minutes earlier. The military was not aware of the flight until after it had crashed in Pennsylvania. These and other discrepancies did not become clear until the commission, forced to use subpoenas, obtained audio tapes from both the FAA and NORAD, officials said. The agency's reluctance to release the tapes, along with emails, erroneous public statements, and other evidence, led some of the panel staff members and commissioners to believe that authorities sought to mislead the commission and the public about what happened on 9/11. You got to ask yourself, is this complete incompetence? Are these people who are so used to nothing happening that they did nothing and then they try to cover it up, or was there complicity here? And if it's complicity, is it active or is it passive? Passive complicity, to me, this isn't just Dickey is an incompetent. George W. Dickey Bush, our president, is not merely incompetent. He is complicit in 9/11, and in this way, at least a passive complicity. When he gets his PDB, his presidential daily brief, in August, entitled Osama bin Laden Determined to Strike on American Soil, what does Dickey, our brilliant president, do who's gained 4 pounds and not in his brain? Well, what he does is nothing. He continues on his vacation. Well, you did your job. Go home now, he said to his briefer, essentially. And he didn't do a damn thing. So he's essentially been informed that this could happen, and he does squat. He does nothing. That is passive complicity, even negligence, but certainly complicity. Passive or active would now be the question. And here you have NORAD and the FAA. Passive complicity, we're not used to being attacked, so we're all asleep at the wheel here. Or is it a more active complicity? There are people, conspiracy theorists, black helicopter people, who believe that we allowed 9/11 to happen. That somehow there was advance warning of it, and we allowed it to happen so that a certain political scenario would issue from it. I was shocked at how different the truth looked from the way it was described. John Farmer, former New Jersey Attorney General who led the staff inquiry into the events of 9/11, said in a recent interview, the tapes told a radically different story from what had been told to us in the public for 2 years. This is not spin. It is simply not true. Now, here is what John Layman said, a Republican commission member and former Navy secretary. He said, in my view, he said, He said in a recent interview that he believed the panel may have been lied to, but that he did not believe the evidence was sufficient to support a criminal referral. So he agrees that they could have been lied to, probably were lied to, but he didn't think so he didn't bother with a criminal referral. Well, you know what? You think you were lied to by a big agency on a very big issue like this? You refer it for criminal investigation, and then you see what happens. Let the investigators make that determination, not you, John Lehman, Republican commission member and former Navy secretary. And here's what else he said. My view of that was that whether it was willful or just the fog of stupid bureaucracy, I don't know, he said, but in the order of magnitude of things, going after bureaucrats because they misled the commission didn't seem to make sense to me. So where is telling the truth on this equation? Where does it rank in this administration, in this inquiry, in American life, in this equation? Where does telling the truth, where does doing an honest job, rolling up your sleeves and not just sitting bureaucratically on something and hope it doesn't blow up in your face on your watch so that you can get the next better job and claw up the career ladder. When does somebody come into a job, roll up their sleeves and try to actually clean up a mess that has been festering for I don't know how many decades? And in the case of 9/11, this was really a mandate to try to find out what was going on. The administration didn't want to support it. It was those Jersey girls who were really behind getting some kind of an inquiry going. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. What are your thoughts about this 9/11? This is front page story in today's Washington Post. 9/11 panel suspected. Deception. Deception. That's a nice word, isn't it, for lying. Deception. By the Pentagon. And let me just give you this little statistic here, and this would be a CBS News, New York Times poll. 4 months before Election Day, continued low approval ratings for Congress and the president translate into a Democratic lead in the expected vote this fall. If the election were held today, The U.S. House of Representatives, 45% of registered voters say that they would support the Democratic candidate, while 35% would support the Republican. Would that this were even true. I hope that this is true. But the Democrats have a way of messing everything up that they're given. But here you have a 9/11 panel. This is a big deal. And they lied. The Pentagon lied to the 9/11 panel. I mean, lies that were preposterous, that were easily assessed as lies, and nothing happened. No, at one point there was the possibility of a criminal investigation, and everybody chickened out and weaseled out, and we still don't have anything resembling the truth here. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. I guess lying is okay. Greed is okay now. Lying is okay. You get hired to do a job, don't do it. Just try to keep it from blowing up in your face on your watch so that you can get the next good job. Russ in Folsom. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel.
Hi, Enid, welcome back.
Thank you very much, Russ.
I don't know how we segue from an epistemological question like what is truth. Well, it's a metaphysical question, actually. My sense is there's not much room for it in politics anywhere these days. And indeed, as one who studied this stuff, hasn't been much room forever. But this stuff is absolutely frightening if there's even a shred of truth to it. I wanted to chat a little bit about Peter's column this morning. I emailed him and he emailed back.
All right, tell me what your point is, because we don't have a lot of time, Russ.
It wasn't so much the first part of the column, which is common knowledge. You've commented about it. All the scribes here have written about it, LA Times and so forth.
All right, but tell me
we
your
know
point.
That. Second one, his diatribe against Romer.
Whose diatribe?
Interesting that.
Whose diatribe? Are you talking about Schwarzenegger's diatribe against Romer?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
Here's a guy who doesn't know. He doesn't know what's happening in the LA school district. And he goes after him. But he offers this, that were he in business as a CEO and performed as he had, he'd be fired. Well, first of all, he's wrong. But secondly, what's really interesting is if we put that test to his
he was wrong about Romer, and because he wasn't, he is just acting like a governor. He's not really a governor, and this is what people have to know about Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Part of it. Now, what? And we've had these conversations about this. He continues to stumble, and no one can control him. And part of this also is the Via Rigosa.
Yes, but it doesn't affect his approval ratings. That's our job here is to note the stumbles and really think whether we want to reelect this actor who is just a drive-by governor.
Well, and I like your phrase, drive-by governor. And, of course,
he flies in every once in a while.
These folks actually have a decent gig going at this point.
All right, but tell me, Russ, tell me what your point is, because we have got to take a break here. So please tell me, what is your point? Cut to the chase, because we got to take a break.
Once again, he stumbled. And what I'm going to suggest is that he'll continue to do this through the election. And I'm going to stand by my prediction that Angelides can pull this out. And Angelides right now is doing the same thing he did against Stevie, and that is marshaling his resources because he has none. You know he's a battler. But what's going to happen?
Well, why is that why he's been missing in action? He's been really very quiet on the Angelides front.
I talked to a couple of his people, and he doesn't have the resources to do anything. And, you know, you rightfully pointed out the L.A. Times article this morning, which is very interesting.
The L.A. Times says that they're very close in resources, even though Arnold got a lot of money.
Yeah,
he squandered
right.
it. And there was another report, though, that said that actually Angelides is trailing badly from Arnold in terms of resources. So what's the truth?
I don't know. I don't have the exact figures, but I will say this, that Arnold's not getting the contributions he anticipated because nobody knows where he stands. Businesses are holding back.
From Arnold?
Oh, absolutely. They're not giving the money that he anticipated they would give. Here's another interesting thing, and I called his folks, and, you know, they won't confess to anything, but why hasn't he gone out of state? That's his usual M.O.
He has gone. He's gone to Houston. He's got a lot of oil money.
Once, but he hasn't been in New York. He hasn't been to Chicago. He hasn't been to Atlanta. All of his favorite stops.
And you're saying he hasn't gone because they're not going to come up with any cash for him?
Well, that's probable. But the second part is he's got a new team, and they have a whole different mantra. And
well, what's their mantra?
Well,
they're the Karl Rove people.
You know that. But he's not doing what he has done before. Part of it is that he thinks, I'm really convinced, that he thinks that he can do this by staying home and just being on the go all the time, never being in the office. And, of course, you know the joke at the Capitol. If you want to find the governor, don't look here.
Right.
And the people know that. I mean, he's never around.
You know,
loves travel.
He travels. You know what? He's always on the move. Has he ever read a book, as far as we know, that wasn't a Muscle magazine? Has he ever thought about any public policy issues except superficially?
Policy. That's why the Romer comment, because he doesn't know.
He doesn't even know what the Los Angeles school superintendent has accomplished, and it has been quite impressive. Russ, we're going to have to leave it there, and I hope you're right about Angelides.
I'll forward that email I sent to Peter, and you can look at that.
Okay.
And hang in there, kid.
Thanks very much.
Good work.
We're trying. Thanks a lot. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. What do you think about what Russ had to say? I'm Enid Goldstein, and you are listening to the Wednesday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel. Time to check traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa West.
Well, thank you, Enid, but I want to ask you, what is your email address really quick?
Enid@kctc.com.
Excellent. We did have a phone call on that and on traffic as well, so that's great.
Thank you.
You betcha. You can email her as well and give us a call if you have any traffic news at 349-1320. Our weather tonight, 57 for the low. Highs tomorrow, right around 94, could be 95. We do have a hit and run. It looks like a Mercedes has hit a bike at 44th Street and 42nd Avenue, stopping traffic as well, a gray Mercedes. 5722 Watt Avenue, another hit and run, no injuries involving a bicycle and another Mercedes. Back with more Enid Live, Lisa West at AM 1320, Sacramento's
Live
Left Channel.
Live and local, it's Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
It's All That Biz with Jim Jacoby on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. Brought to you by Metro PCS. Here's Jim.
Good Wednesday afternoon, everybody. Well, the stock market rallied today. There is some hope that the Federal Reserve will not raise interest rates at the meeting next Tuesday. We shall see, but it's getting to look more and more that way. On that positive feeling day, the Dow Jones Industrials jumped 74 points to 11,199. That is a two-month high. They hit one earlier today. And the NASDAQ jumped 16 to 2078. Looking at some companies in the news today, this is an ongoing story we've been following. A union official says General Motors, Delphi, and the United Auto Workers are at odds over wages and proposed Delphi plant closings in talks to reach a labor agreement before a critical court hearing on August the 11th. Failure to reach an agreement would raise the chances of a strike at Delphi and could cripple General Motors. The automaker depends on Delphi as a main supplier for thousands of components for steering columns and air conditioners. A bankruptcy court is set to resume a hearing next week on Delphi's CEO Steve Miller's request for permission to scrap existing contracts and impose lower wages. Delphi's workers said they will strike if their contracts are voided. On that news today, GM rose 31 cents to $31.61. Pfizer won a U.S. appeals court ruling that will keep a generic version of the cholesterol medicine Lipitor off the market until March 2010, a year earlier than Pfizer projected. The court upheld a lower court's finding that a planned generic drug by Raxbury Laboratories would infringe on a Lipitor patent. The court upheld the time period that the patent will be in effect, but invalidated a second patent on the drug that expires in 2011. On that news today, Pfizer dropped 38 cents to $25.61. And finally, the Federal Trade Commission ruled that Rambus engaged in deceptive conduct to spin to control patents for high-speed computer memory chips. The ruling may limit the company's ability to collect royalties. The full commission said today that Rambus unlawfully monopolized four aspects of the industry standard for memory chips. The 5-0 ruling overturned an agency judge's previous decision to dismiss the case. Rambus said it will appeal, but appeal this, Rambus. It fell $4.41 today to $12.65. Look at the bond market. The 10-year bond rose to about an eighth of a point. This gently drops the yield to 5.06%. Oil added 89 cents to $75.80 a barrel. And gold was up $5.20 to $657.60 the ounce. This is Jim Jacoby from A.G. Edwards for Sacramento's Left Channel AM 1320.
All That Biz with Jim Jacoby is heard every weekday on AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel and is brought to you by Metro PCS. Permission to speak freely.
Time up. The Morning Retort with Scott and Sim.
To understand it.
Miss Romney.
What drives people?
Massachusetts governor. If he can't protect his own citizens from tunnels, how will he protect you from terrorists? Done. Campaign is dead. See how easy it was?
It was that easy. See, that's the problem on the left. You're the problem right there. You think you get all the answers to all the little questions that does not drive a lot of people outside of California, outside of both coasts, outside of California and New York. Northeast. I mean, this is not the world. This is not the center of the universe, Mr. Sims.
If Romney gets the nomination, the tunnels win. Think about it. Taurus, Terra, Earth, tunnels.
Do the math, Scott! It's very erotic. I'm being turned on by all this talk.
Scott and Sims, mornings 5:30 to 9 on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Miss a little, miss a lot. Stay with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
By 28 on the Wednesday edition of Enid Live. I am yours until 7 o'clock, 3 to 7 weekdays on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. We're talking about this really remarkable story that is on the front page of the Washington Post, where the 9/11 panel was deceived and lied to by the Pentagon as to what happened and what the response was on 9/11. Now, that is an amazing piece of news, and I don't know that there's been a lot of publicity about it. Maybe there has been, but it's just an amazing piece of news. And that there was the possibility that the panel was so upset with this that they were going to refer the matter for criminal investigation to the Justice Department. And it never happened. It was like, oh, well, So, you know, when you are appointed to these panels, when it is your job, and here's a word. I'll tell you some words you don't hear anymore. You do not hear the word usury. When's the last time you heard the word usury? Usury means an exorbitant rate of interest. Well, some people are paying, 20-30% interest on credit card debt. So the word usury, forget about it. Here's another word you do not hear anymore. Vulgar. Everything is, where do you hear the term vulgar? How can you even break it out of what's going on in a lot of American life? It's not even an epithet anymore that something is considered vulgar. I mean, it just almost has no meaning. And here's another word that you really don't hear anymore because it's so rare. Honor. Maybe in the Marine Corps, maybe in some of the services, you hear the word honor. But I don't see much of it in American life, and I have seen almost none of it coming out of this administration. The lies of the incompetency, the complicity, whether passive or active, from this administration to do with 9/11 and who knows what else, has just been staggering. And I think we don't want it. We're reeling. I think so much has hit us. We don't want to believe that this must be the case, but it's the case. Let's head over to the phones. Patrick in Sacramento. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320 Sacramento's left channel.
Hello?
Hi, Patrick.
Oh, hi, Enid. I'm really glad you're talking about this. I just finished reading David Griffin's book, The 9/11 Report, Omissions and Commissions.
Okay.
I earlier read his book, The New Pearl Harbor, which I thought were both really excellent about this topic. And one of the things for me that is very, makes a lot of sense, kind of common sense, is, are you there?
I'm here. Tell me, Patrick, we don't have a lot of time, so tell me what your point is.
Well, the first point is that if, in fact, the administration was not complicit in the in 9/11, then it would seem that they would want to really investigate what happened. Because it makes no sense at all that four planes could be hijacked and successfully crashed, at least three of them, with the government not knowing what was going on. If they didn't know what was going on, it makes sense that they would want to investigate that and find out what happened.
Well, you know what's interesting? In every way, there have been massive intelligence failures. I mean, the most recent one is that George Bush was quoted as saying that he was surprised about Fidel Castro. Well, it seems to me that if we had any kind of intelligence going on, we would know about Castro's health issues, but apparently it caught everybody off guard. So I don't know what to say about our intelligence.
Why,
it's either incompetent.
Huh? I mean, I just think that's a lie. And I think that what happens is we are not holding the administration accountable to lying to us. And that then we kind of play around with that because Bush looked so incompetent. But, you know, I think that whoever orchestrated this was not incompetent. And then I think it really does deserve a new investigation that's really bipartisan.
The guy, and I can't remember his name now, who is in charge of one of the major committees and who stonewalled this whole thing. Intelligence, he's a Republican. I want to say Howard, but that's not it. It'll come to me. He's dragged his feet for all of these years, and he's not planning to do anything, and certainly nothing in time for the midterm elections.
Right.
So I don't know how we're going to get an honest accounting. That's why it's this election is very, very important coming up.
I agree.
And anybody who is even thinking of sitting it out ought to really think twice about it. Patrick, I thank you very much for the call. 349-1320, 866-620, 613-20. I'm Enid Goldstein, and you are listening to the Wednesday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320 Sacramento's left channel. Time to check traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa West.
Thank you very much, Enid. Well, we've got traffic a little bit going on. 50 over top of the mountain slowed down. Dewar Way and Don Julio. Actually, it's Julio Boulevard. Apologize. Two vehicles and a big rig got into it there in North
Star. What happened to the Mercedes the gray Mercedes that seemed to be running down everybody?
I haven't got the update yet, but
is it the same one that ran into two people, or were there two gray Mercedes running into people?
Interesting. If it was two gray Mercedes, I would be very interested to see that. However, I did email, so I'm hoping that they email me back to find that out. Anyway, you know what? I will give you an update on the gray Mercedes. Lisa West, and back with more Enid Live at AM 1320 Sacramento's left channel.
If loving Enid is wrong, we don't want to be right. AM 1320.
The morning
The fact that somebody like Rush Limbaugh, who has made a career preaching that anybody who does drugs has got to go right to jail, do not pass go, no questions asked, right to jail, gets caught doing 30 OxyContin a day. 30 OxyContin? Do you have any idea how high that is? I don't, and I've been pretty high. But, wow, this guy is putting up Elvis numbers, ladies and gentlemen. But how does he get away with it? They say, well, he's on medication. Oh, see, that's not drugs. You know what, pal? We all got our medication, don't we?
They can have an ad on TV that said, ask your doctor if Jack Daniels is right for you. And it would not be out of place thematically.
I was in the water before I knew what happened. I reached up to stop an or two from going overboard. The next thing I knew, I was overboard too. Watching my boat, there was nothing I could do to avoid being hit. The first time the propeller cut through my back. The second time, it cut my hand and arm. A moment of operator inattention, a lifetime of can't forget. Because I survived, I can tell you how important it is to be responsible on your boat. Visit BoatSmarter.com and remember, if it's your boat, it's your responsibility.
This is an AM 1320 Left Channel Very Active Action Calendar. Have you ever wanted to learn how to salsa? Or do you already know how to salsa and just want to have some fun? On Friday evening, August 4th, it's the Durston for Congress Latin Dance Night. It's a night of lively salsa dancing, good company, and a sharing of ideas. So, put on your dancing shoes. The Durston for Congress Latin Dance Night will be held this Friday from 8 to 11 p.m. at the local 946 Machinist Union Hall at the corner of Sunrise Boulevard and Citrus Road in Rancho Cordova. If you don't know how to salsa, don't worry. The evening will include salsa dance lessons, a salsa dance demonstration, and a talk by Bill Durston on the topic, A Country of Immigrants. For more information, call 916-622-VOTE or go to Bill's website, Durston, D-U-R-S-T-O-N, for Congress.org. That's this Friday, Durston for Congress Latin Dance Night.
Talk to Enid now, 349-1320.
Thirty-seven on the Wednesday edition of Enid Live. I am yours until 7, 3 to 7 weekdays on AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel. I just got an email from one of you, and this is from Gigi. And Gigi, I'm going to apologize to Gigi because she said, "Dear Enid, I listen to your show and I think you're smart and have a beautiful voice." Oh, thank you, Gigi. That's nice. "I'm an Arab American and therefore I am a Semite." And she is right about that. "I am of Semitic origin. All Arabs, Aramaics, Ethiopians, and Hebrews, including any people of those origins, are Semitic peoples. Semitic has nothing to do with one's religion. It is an ethnic group based on language and culture. Semitics look similar. An Arab cannot be anti-Semitic, as you so often use the term." She's right. Arabs are Semites. And so when we say that Mel Gibson, but you know, the term, this is interesting, language is very revealing. The term, when we say someone is anti-Semitic, what it means, typically as we use it in this country, is that they are anti-Jewish. But if you are an Arab, you are a Semite. That's why it's so complicated in the Middle East. We're all sort of related to each other. We're all part of the same group, but like families in a lot of places, we're at each other's throats and lives. So I'm Gigi, I apologize. I hope I can remember to keep that straight. She says about Mel Gibson, "He is an ugly man who has an irrational hatred of Jews. I condemn him for this and will not support him, but just call it what it is. He says he hates Jews and that he is a Jew hater instead of anti-Semitic." I guess it's a little bit more, sounds a little bit not as harsh. But Gigi is right about that. So thank you for correcting me, Gigi. And you can join the conversation here. Anybody can. 349-1320 or 866-626-1320. One of you called earlier. We weren't talking about it. You said you were going to vote for Arnold. I have a number of you who listen to Enid Live are conservatives and are Republicans, and I'd like to hear why you're going to vote for Arnold. We're talking about the 9/11 panel was lied to by the Pentagon, lied to. Oh, aren't we surprised. Ben, in Sacramento. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel.
Hi, I had a comment regarding the 9/11 Commission and how, regardless how fervently we may go after individuals for accountability and holding individuals to the fire for, you know, the pitfalls of our intelligence, the pitfalls of our reaction or proactiveness towards preventing activity. Even if we were to send anyone to federal prison for this, I have a sinking feeling that unless if the Democrats take over the House and the Senate in 2006, that Bush will skate free through the end of his term, and whoever is held to the fire will end up with a pardon.
Wait a minute. Say this again. Because here, all the polling, and I've been watching a guy who runs Cook's Report, which is a big political publication that apparently is a pretty good Bible in the political industry. And he thinks that the Republicans are not going to be able to pull it out in the midterm election. I have seen the Democrats do nothing but bumble and stumble. And so even though the polling, the CBS News, New York Times recent poll says that if the election were held today, 45% of registered voters would vote for the Democratic candidate. Still, given that, and given that Arnold is pretty much a Potemkin, an ambulatory Potemkin village, who is just constantly in motion and seems to have very little grasp of the issues, he is leading Phil Angelides by about 7 points. So I don't really know if this is going to happen or not. Even though everybody's under 50%, still, it's not a good sign. And your point, Ben, is what?
The point is that unless we do something as a political party, at grassroots level,
right.
It's going to be unfortunate, regardless of whether or not, the commission to continue going after and seeking.
You're saying that until we take control, nothing's going to change.
Correct.
That's what you're saying. Okay, and I agree with you there. And if you look at today's Washington Post, the story that people are reporting is that Rahm Emanuel and Howard Dean are at each other's throats, which is not a good sign because they're not speaking because of their strategic differences. And I'm going to share this, but apparently the Democrats are scrambling to organize voter turnout. And here's the story. The Republicans are a highly organized machine. They have been laying the groundwork for this election coming up, and they have a very streamlined playbook. The Democrats are bumbling, they're stumbling, they're at each other's throats because there are two different ways that they want to approach this. One is a more long-term, one is a short-term, and they are just tripping over themselves. So I don't know what the outcome is going to be, but I'm glad you brought this up, Ben.
And Enid, as a commentary, in our party as Democrats, we allow and we welcome diversity in the way we handle issues and approach issues.
Yeah, but it's also, but there's also
lock and stuff.
Well, that may be, but also our own
issues that they present to the public.
Okay. Well, I thank you very much, Ben, for the call. Thanks for calling in. The other part of the equation is that we get our own stupidity gets in the way, and we trip over ourselves. And so let me give you this story. Top Democrats are increasingly concerned that they lack an effective plan to turn out voters this fall, creating tension among party leaders and prompting House Democrats to launch a fundraising effort aimed exclusively at mobilizing Democratic partisans. At a meeting last week, Nancy Pelosi criticized DNC Chairman Howard Dean for not spending enough party resources on get-out-the-vote efforts in the most competitive House and Senate races. What he has done, Howard Dean, from what I can tell, has stationed people in a bunch of states that never had any Democratic operatives, really to try to get things going. It might not happen in this election, but it will happen down the line. Well, people like Rahm Emanuel want it to happen now. Howard Dean is positioning for a longer-term kind of a situation. And they are not, apparently, according to this report, they're really not speaking to each other. The Senate and House campaign committees are creating their own get-out-the-vote operations instead, using money that otherwise would fund TV advertising and other election year efforts. Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee Chairman Rahm Emanuel no longer speaks to Howard Dean because of their strategic differences, is planning to ask lawmakers and donors to help fund a new turnout program run by House Democrats. He has recruited Michael Woolley, a specialist in Democratic turnout, to help oversee it. At a meeting last week, Nancy Pelosi criticized Howard Dean for not spending enough party resources on get-out-the-vote efforts. So he's doing something a little long-term that apparently the Democrats have let slide. Rahm Emanuel wants the short-term. I don't know why we can't do both. We got a lot of rich Democrats around. We have got George Soros. We got a lot of rich Democrats around who are willing to fund a lot of different things, and they better fund this election, because if they don't, we're in real trouble in this country. Cynthia in Sacramento. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320. Sacramento's left channel.
Hi, Ian. Thank you for taking my call.
You are welcome.
What I have to say is I think you are exactly correct in saying that the Democratic Party is fumbling along. And I think that is because they are bought off, like the Republican Party, by the corporations, and it's
time that we, as people of the America, of America, to speak out in anti-corporate party. We need a third anti.
We do, but we're not going to have it in time for this election. And I think what you've got to do is do the thing right now.
That's correct. Yes,
we don't have time for any kind of a third party. It'll only triangulate. It'll be what Ralph Nader did in the year 2000. Forget it. It's what happened with Ross Perot. We've got to roll up our sleeves right now.
We can't say forget it. We've got to say keep this in mind, not this November, but coming ahead.
Okay.
We need an anti-corporate American people party. This is time is ripe now for a third anti-corporate American Party, not Democrat or Republican. They're both bought off. You're correct about that. You're totally correct. They're both completely bought off. We're not going to get anywhere if we elect the Democrats. They might pretend like they're going to investigate, but we're not going to get anywhere. We're not going to find answers until the people get rid of this corporate bought government that we have enslaving us and getting rid
How are we
going to
wake up? How are we going to wake up the people? Here's what we can do. We can buy alarm clocks and we can buy Joe Lieberman masks, because this is what the Democrats have devolved into. They're all like little Joe Liebermans.
I know, but
they don't want to piss anybody off. They don't want to get anybody upset. They don't want to take a stand. They run and hide in the bushes when Russ Feingold talks about censuring Dickie.
You're right, Enid, but the American people are hungry for freedom.
Yes, they are.
We are hungry to get back to the controlling our government by the people. We're hungry for that. And this time, we know that both Democrats and Republicans are bought off. And it's a good time for a third party to emerge. And
well, in the meantime, keeping the third party in mind, the time now is for people to roll up their sleeves and really get involved in the in the coming campaign.
I agree.
Cynthia, I thank you very much for the call and for your passion.
Thank 349-1320,
866-620-61320. Patricia in Sacramento, hi. You're live with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Hey, Enid. Enid, great points that you guys just made, and I wanted to add to that. You know, I've been really disappointed in the Democratic Party for many reasons. For example, what you just mentioned about the 9/11 Commission and now this new information about NORAD. You know, I'd be surprised if we see one Democrat stand up and say, we need an investigation. This is, you know, not acceptable.
Well, they should be standing up. They should be beating each other to the microphone to make a statement about it. And the other thing I want to say, because I know you listen in different spurts, but I was talking to Paul Koretz's office, and you know he has he's a legislator, West Hollywood, that is sponsoring a bill to impeach Dickey. Three states are doing it. Vermont, or are talking about doing it. Vermont, Illinois, and they're both in recess right now, and we are the only state that is not in recess. He's going to have a press conference next Tuesday, I think on the east lawn of the Capitol, and as I have Tuesday morning, like about 9:30, and it may be important for a turnout to happen. So as I have more information, I will pass that along. But go ahead, Patricia, whatever you're going to say.
No, just I wanted to add to that is, for example, the voting irregularities in the last election in Ohio. Not only the Black Caucus, which is Congressman John Conyers, who wrote a 40-page report on it, was the only one to speak about all the voting irregularities that existed in that election. And yet not one Democrat, Feinstein, Boxer, none of these Democrats stood up and said, this is not acceptable. You know, when you start fooling with the voting, then you have, you lose democracy completely at that point. Because if you don't have...
Yeah, if you don't have a fair count, yes, yes, you're absolutely right. And you and let me refer you to Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s piece in Rolling Stone when we had RFK Jr. on here. Was the 2004 election stolen? Well, we know the answer to that.
Well, you know what, Enid, and the last thing but not least, we the people should be ashamed that we are not in the streets. Because I tell you, I've done everything. I call my senators every day. I write letters. I go to every protest. I talk to people. I pass out information. We the people should be ashamed that all these things that are happening under the Bush administration, and we are not screaming bloody murder. That's sad. That's sad that we just go on, watch American Idol, and just pretend like everything's going to be okay because someone else will take care of it.
Unfortunately, you are right on. I thank you very much, Patricia.
Thank you.
349-1320, 866-626-1320. I'm Enid Goldstein, and you are listening to the Wednesday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
This is your AM 1320.
Time to check traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa West.
The odds of you being killed by a terrorist are practically zero. So I say relax and enjoy the show. You have to be a realist. You have to be realistic about terrorism. Certain groups of people, certain groups, Muslim fundamentalists, Christian fundamentalists, Jewish fundamentalists, and just plain guys from Montana, are going to continue to make life in this country very interesting for a long, long time. That's the reality. Angry men in combat fatigues talking to God on a two-way radio and muttering incoherent slogans about freedom are eventually going to provide us with a great deal of entertainment, especially after your stupid economy collapses all around you and the terrorists come out of the woodwork. You'll have anthrax in the water supply and sarin gas in your air conditioners. There'll be chemical and biological suitcase bombs in every city. And I say, enjoy it. Relax. Enjoy the show. Take a chance. Put a little fun in your life.
Yes, oh, the band. Is. We must have paid the band, and now they're playing again.
You know what? Thank goodness, because they were walking out. And I said, no. Here's a couple more dollars. Please continue to play. So, the traffic is looking pretty good here in Sacramento. I'll tell you what, though, 50 over top of the mountain is stopped once again by a collision on the right-hand side of the road. Northbound 99 at Zimmerhorn Road. We do have a two-vehicle car crash there. And Ridgeview, no, let's see, Dewarway at Don Julio Boulevard. That accident that I told you about earlier has absolutely stopped traffic. It looks like the Mercedes, the gray one we were talking about earlier, has been pulled over. Thank goodness. Two bicycles it got. Back with more Enid Live. It's 94 here in the River City. Lisa West, AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Looking for intense excitement? Don't miss the 7th annual Mather Mud Run, a boot camp style obstacle course race on Saturday, August the 26th at Mather Field in Rancho Cordova. Join members of all branches of the military, police and fire departments, and runners of all ages for a day of fun and drills in the mud. Spectators are welcome free of charge, and there's plenty of food and great raffle prizes available. To register or to find out more, go to MatherMudRun.com today.
This is an AM 1320 Left Channel Very Active Action Calendar. Have you ever wanted to learn how to salsa? Or do you already know how to salsa and just want to have some fun? On Friday evening, August 4th, it's the Durston for Congress Latin Dance Night. It's a night of lively salsa dancing, good company, and a sharing of ideas. So, put on your dancing shoes. The Durston for Congress Latin Dance Night will be held this Friday from 8 to 11 p.m. at the local 946 Machinist Union Hall at the corner of Sunrise Boulevard and Citrus Road in Rancho Cordova. If you don't know how to salsa, don't worry. The evening will include salsa dance lessons, a salsa dance demonstration, and a talk by Bill Durston on the topic, A Country of Immigrants. For more information, call 916-622-VOTE or go to Bill's website, Durston, D-U-R-S-T-O-N, for Congress.org. That's this Friday, Durston for Congress Latin Dance Night.
Protecting your right to choose the left. It's Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
5:53 on the Wednesday edition of Enid Live. I am yours until 7, 3 to 7 weekdays. And remember, your job is to tell 3 to 5 people every day. Talk to strangers. This can be really interesting. It's like when you're on a trip. And let them know about AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. Let them know about Enid Live. Let them know about the Morning Retort with Scott and Sims. You'll be doing them a huge favor. We're talking about the election, and we're talking about how the Pentagon apparently lied to the 9/11 Commission, and where is the outrage? 349-1320, 866-626, 1320. Lawrence calling from Sacramento. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Yeah, I'm glad you're back, Enid.
Thank
good
you.
Show. I just started listening to talk radio when somebody had some interesting to say was on. Hey, but listen, what about Building 7 and the 9/11 Commission? And they keep leaving the information out about that. And I also heard that you guys were handcuffed, that you guys couldn't mention anything about Building 7. Is that true? Or
no, no. Why did you? Where'd you come up with that?
I thought I heard something about that on one of the other talk shows.
Oh, what, a Republican right-wing dopey talk show or something?
Could have been that blue pill guy. I'm not really sure.
Well, you know, there's only enough blood in that guy's system to power one system at a time, either his brain or his little brain. So you can imagine what happened there. All right. So tell us about Building 7.
You know, that's what I'm trying to find out. I was just told that the media couldn't mention anything about Building 7. And this is always...
No. Building 7 in the World Trade Center?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. I don't know. I'm not really clear on it, but somebody who is can maybe talk to us about it. There were how many buildings in the World Trade Center?
Well, two. I've eaten dinner there one night. That was a shame. You're doing a good job.
Thank you.
Stir it up and don't listen to the...
All right, don't listen to those right-wing... It was Robin Williams' line that a man has only enough blood in his system to power either his brain or his penis. So if you're listening to Rush, you already know what the answer to that question is. Thank you very much, Lawrence. I appreciate the call. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. John in Nevada City. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320.
Yeah, we had a movie here in Nevada City the other day, 9/11 Revisited. Scientific and ethical questions. I mean, you don't have to just hear about or read about how those buildings came down. You can see them. You can see that they were obviously exploded, you know, and especially...
Well, there are those allegations. I cannot speak to that. All I know is that even the simplest explanations, there have been lies about the simplest explanations.
But
that much I do know.
If you see the movie, you can form your own judgment. And
movies, you know, they're shot from some angles. Movies are not conclusive. But
well,
it's certainly, I'm sure they're certainly thought-provoking. But that aside, it is a front page in today's Washington Post that the Pentagon lied so egregiously to the 9/11 Commission that the 9/11 Commission considered referring the whole matter to the Justice Department for criminal investigation. Now, that's pretty bad. And you know what? What they wound up doing? Nothing. Nothing.
Well, if somebody, if folks would like to check out this movie for themselves, they can check the web at www.peaceproject.com.
Okay. I thank you very much.
Incredible movie.
I thank you. Why? What is your thought about it, though? Are you saying that the administration engineered this?
Didn't say who engineered it, but obviously there's no connection between the airplanes and the way that thing came down. And then you've got Building 7 at 5:30 in the afternoon. You're watching it come down. I mean, it's obviously there were explosives in it. I mean, it's just obvious. It had nothing to do with the airplanes. Whoever did it, I don't know.
Well, it would certainly be a thriller scenario that the government was informed that...
to AM 1320 KCTC, Sacramento's Left Channel, streaming live at 1320leftchannel.com.
CBS News, I'm Harley Carnes. Get the AC all cranked up. Power companies are adding up the heat wave dollars like watching the slots spin. CBS's Trish Regan in New York.
We asked the city's emergency services chief, John Perugia, to point out potential trouble. He hit the streets.
How you doing?
Warning sunbathers.
Staying out in the sun too long is not the most healthiest thing.
Well, scolding joggers.
I just got these new shoes.
I have my new running shoes at home, too, but I'm not out running today like that.
Yeah.
And reminding these teenage athletes to be on the lookout for heat-related symptoms.
You start to get cramping or lightheaded or dizzy, you know, go inside.
The biggest concern in temperatures like this, heat stroke, something Perugia's entire team is on the lookout for.
Tropical Storm Chris could really be bad news.
We are expecting it to become a hurricane in the next 24 to 48 hours.
National Hurricane Center's Jennifer Pralgo and the current prediction cone points to an arrival in a few days over the southern half of Florida and into the Gulf. Israel has resumed the air war over Lebanon, striking Hezbollah targets deep inside the country. CBS's Lee Cowan is in Beirut.
Hezbollah countered with its own strikes, deeper into Israel than it's ever gone before. Over 200 rockets left more than 120 Israelis injured. One was killed. Turns out he was an Israeli-American riding his bike home just as the sirens went off near the town of Nahariya. Despite Israel's airstrikes on its firing positions, Hezbollah still averages about 100 rockets a day. It's Hezbollah's ability to stay in the fight that for many here is victory in itself.
If it goes to trial, the misdemeanor charges against Mel Gibson could mean some jail time for driving drunk. CBS's Steve Futterman says chances are jail won't happen.
Mel Gibson was not charged with any felonies. This means he can be represented by his attorneys and does not have to appear in person in court. If Gibson pleads guilty or no contest, he will likely have to pay a fine, attend an alcohol prevention program, and be put on probation. But it's very doubtful Gibson will have to serve any time in jail.
American Indians want a protective buffer zone set up around Bear Butte in southwest South Dakota. Why? To protect sacred Indian land from the huge motorcycle rally at nearby Sturgis every year. Indians say they want an end to commercial development near that mountain, which they consider sacred. Elton John has had more hits and played more fans, or in front of more fans, than most of today's rock bands can ever hope to match. Some advice for this generation. He says, enough with the tattoos and the piercings. Elton says you want to look wild and fashionable, wear some colorful clothing. The tats, the nose rings, the studs, as he put it, are not pretty and not pleasant. On Wall Street, the Dow gained about 74 points. NASDAQ, almost 17 points up. This is CBS News.
Hey, Tony Roberts here, and I want to know, where are you going on your next romantic getaway? Well, how about 3 days and two nights in Las Vegas? And what about, you don't pay a dime for it? That's right, act like a high roller in Vegas and pay nothing for it. It's all part of our celebration of Vegas's newest five-star resort, Tahiti Village. We want you to get out of Dodge, stir up a little romantic magic in the most exciting city on earth with a complimentary second honeymoon, all on Tahiti Village. Come on. You know you deserve it. You know you want it. Las Vegas is calling. So stop what you're doing and call this special toll-free number, 877-33-GO-WIN. Oh, and as a bonus, if you call right now, they're going to throw in tickets to a hot show right on the strip. Can we say high roller treatment, baby? So call 877-33-GO-WIN for all the exciting details. That's 877-33-GO-WIN. Call now.
To the verities of life, death, and taxes, now add one more inevitable ingredient, the Rolling Stones. CBS News correspondent Bill Vitka says it's all about the money.
The Rolling Stones have paid just a fraction of their vast income to the tax man. Dutch records show that the band's tax bill for the last 20 years was little more than $7 million on earnings of $450 million. The Stones have gone Dutch, choosing that country to set up foundations to decide control of the Stones catalog should one of them die. Tax details have leaked out because, according to The Independent, the Stones are getting ready for their final curtain call, making their wills. CBS News.
Charlie Carnes, CBS News.
Welcome to an...
Hey, listen up. What about your future? Are you unhappy with your current job? You want to make great money and get the promotion you deserve? Now's the time. Explore your options. Log on to sackjobs.com and post your resume today. That's sackjobs.com. Post your resume and have local employers find you now. New companies being added each day and hundreds of jobs being added each week. So if you're in the market for a job, sackjobs.com is a click away. At sackjobs.com, you're on your way to a better day.
Enid Live continues on AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel.
6:06, 6 minutes after 6 o'clock. Welcome to Hour 4 of Enid Live. I am yours until 7, 3 to 7, Monday through Friday on AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel. You can join the conversation. It's easy to do it. It doesn't cost you a penny. It's toll-free. If you're in the 916 area code, the number is 349-1320. And if you're not, 866-626-1320. I want to congratulate again Steve Conroy of Sacramento. He won the AM 1320 Tour de Left bicycle giveaway. He is now the proud owner of the Jameis Ventura Elite Road Bike, courtesy of the Bicycle Chef. He's also going to receive bicycle accessories and an exclusive AM 1320 non-doping left channel bicycle jersey. No fake testosterone there. Thanks to all of you who registered online for the Tour de Left at am1320leftchannel.com. And, you know, eventually, we always have tickets to give away. Not today, we don't, but lots of days we do. And so we're Enid Live is kind of a flea market of ideas and thinking and lots of different things. You can contact me, enid@kctc.com. And remember, we stream live, and the website is 1320leftchannel.com. If you are just joining us, we have been a lot of places today. And the most recent place we have been is the 9/11 story. The 9/11 panel was lied to and deceived by the Pentagon to the point where it considered referring the matter to the Justice Department for criminal investigation. This is a front page story. This is all about 9/11. We're never going to get the story about 9/11, not unless we get Democrats in there, and even then we may not get the story about 9/11. But I want to also include this in the conversation. Most Americans support the idea of raising the minimum wage. More than 8 in 10 Americans favor an increase in the minimum wage from, are you ready for this, $5.15 to $7.25 an hour over the next 2 years. You know, no sense jumping into this willy-nilly, this $2 and, what is it, 10-cent wage increase will take 2 years to pay this off. Meanwhile, Congress just voted itself an increase. But here is what is so unconscionable. What is unconscionable is that the Republicans have tied this minimum wage increase to an estate, cutting the estate tax even further. Now, remember this. Here's what you have to remember. For most Americans, 5% of Americans are never going to have to pay an estate tax when anybody dies, because the amount that you don't pay taxes on is so great now that it covers most people's inheritances. So I don't know what it is. It fluctuates in different years. If you die 11 years from now, there will be no estate tax, and then it'll start all over again the 12th year, something like that. So it's very odd the way they've configured it, kind of like that donut in the Medicare prescription coverage. But the people who want the estate tax done away with, we are talking about the elite of the elite of the elite fortunes. We are talking people of the status of the Waltons, each of whom is a billionaire. And they don't want to pay estate taxes. So this is not you and I or you and me. This is the elite, elite, elite money. So here, Democratic leader Harry Reid has taken to invoking Harry Truman's line about the do-nothing Congress, and with ample reason. In dealing with the major issues of our time, the Republican-controlled Congress has been nowhere to be found. In fact, they've hardly worked. But here is what they have done. They are talking about a bill which passed the House to raise the hourly minimum wage from its current abysmal $5.15 an hour to $7.25 an hour in three separate stages over the next 3 years. Well, I thought it was 2 years. A decade has passed since Congress last hiked the minimum wage, during which time it has managed in a series of votes to raise its own members' salaries by a cool $31,000. But what they have done is they have tied this minimum wage increase into doing away with the estate tax. And then it gets worse. So far, the administration has not been successful in doing away, completely doing away with the estate tax. So you know what it's doing? It's doing away with the auditors who audit estate tax matters. It's going to fire or do away with a significant number of, I think, cutting him in about half. The people who audit at the IRS. So, you know, if you or I did something just slightly not right with our taxes, the IRS would be right at our doorstep. But here you have the administration, so far not successful in cutting taxes and cutting estate taxes. So what they're going to do is they're going to cut the auditors who look at the estate taxes. Isn't that amazing? I mean, I am just flabbergasted by the balls on this administration. 349-1320. And you know what? They know we're not going to do anything. 349-1320, 866-626, 1320. And they think that we're never going to get subpoena power because they're going to try and steal the election. They think they're going to be in charge forever. And I would like to give them a real comeuppance in the next election. Dave, in El Dorado Hills. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel.
Yeah, hi, Enid. I had a couple of quick points. I guess first, actually, I just wanted to comment on something you just said. You know, I think your comment about the estate taxes is interesting, but it's sort of, I think it's totally off. I think it's totally wrong. I think that you made a good point. You said that there are very few people who actually pay the estate tax. 99.9% of Americans won't ever have to worry about it. It's only the very few super elite, super wealthy people have to worry about it. And so the Republicans have tied to, you know, raising the minimum wage. I think that the Democrats should say, fine, call the Republicans bluff. Because once again, you know, here's what the Republicans do. They say, oh, well, you know, the Democrats want to do something that's sort of undemocratic, you know, trying to help people who work, you know, for minimum wage jobs, right? So the Republicans sort of tied to something that sort of helps their constituency or their perceived constituency, people who are very wealthy, you know, who may vote Republican. But the point is, more people are going to be helped by having a minimum wage hike than are going to be hurt by losing whatever revenue, you know, a few Waltons and whoever.
It is substantial revenue. And look at this. We are in a huge hole. We are fighting a war that has cost vastly more.
God. Stop. You're ridiculous. This is insane. It doesn't matter. More people will be helped by making $2 more an hour than will be hurt by the small loss in revenue that the estate tax brings. Besides,
the estate tax brings a substantial amount of revenue, and even if you're right, and a lot of people will be helped by getting that pathetic $2.10 an hour squeezed out over a three-year period, why would it be an either-or situation?
I don't believe it.
Why aren't you in favor of the richest of the richest of the most elite paying their fair share of taxes?
Because they've already paid tax on the
money. No, they haven't. Not necessarily. That's a Republican argument, Dave. I don't know if you're getting your talking points from Rush Limbaugh or the Republican Party, but you're not correct on that.
May I please finish?
I think you need to take some Valium before you continue.
May I please finish? No, I get upset because I'm a Democrat and people like you say this, and this is what keeps us from taking back.
People like me say what? You are so wrong about this, and you're so hysterical that you need to calm down.
Can I finish my point, please?
Go ahead and finish your point if it's coherent.
It will. Stop cutting me off and it will be. Now, I have never voted for a Republican in my entire life. But what happens is Democrats and people who say that they speak for Democrats say things like you just said. They say that the Republicans are that it's bad to abolish the estate tax. But let's look at it. Let's look at the reality of the situation. First, like I said before, more people will be helped by having a minimum wage increase.
You are thinking in a box, and what you're thinking about is an either-or situation. I'm waiting for you to make a point. You're saying to me it's okay to abolish the estate tax because more people will be helped by squeezing out a $2.10 increase over a three-year period? I say let's keep the estate tax and let's raise the minimum wage. Why does it have to be an either-or issue?
Can I please finish before
I'm asking you a question. Why does it have to be an either-or issue?
Oh, you let me finish my point.
Well, make it quickly, please.
Fine. Here's my point. Jeez. You know, incredible. Here's my point, okay? if more people are helped by here's the other point.
Wait. You didn't get to the first point. Listen, when you get your thoughts together, Dave, call us back. 349-1320-866-626. 1320. I mean, you know what? We have time here. You've got time to make your point. You get hysterical. The words fly out your ears. I know the feeling. Make your point. Steve in Roseville. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Hey, you know what? I mean, you're so caught up in your own little ideas that the rich should have to pay more. It's ridiculous. But the simple
to whom more is given, more is expected. It's your responsibility. If you've been lucky or if you've worked hard and you're a really rich person, you have to pay your fair share. Why should you pay less?
Why is it when my folks died that they paid taxes on everything that they owned? And why again?
You didn't pay unless your parents left more than $10 or $20 million. You didn't pay a penny on estate taxes.
They did very well for themselves. But I'll tell you what, you know, you try to put yourself in the same ballpark with other talk radio hosts when you don't do your homework. I mean, you talk out your butt because if you had any idea, Steve,
as a practitioner of talking out your butt, tell me where I'm not correct.
Number is Enid. Do you know what it is? Tell me.
I'm asking you, Steve, to please make your point. Tell me what your point is. It's not 20 questions here. I'd like to hear your point.
I'm asking you a question.
I want to know what the point is you'd like to make. We have a board full of calls, so I'm happy to have you make your point. Tell me what it is.
Okay, well, my point is I mean, wouldn't you be happy that people cleaning your bathroom at night are going to get a raise?
I love it. I'm absolutely for the raising of the minimum wage, and even $7.25 an hour is not enough to live in California. You try living on $7.25 an hour. Was that your point?
I don't know. You should, for as jokey as your radio show is.
Well, you know what, Steve? You're listening, and I'm delighted that you are. 349. He can't make his point, so he hangs up. You know what? That leaves one line open, so somebody grab it. 349-1320, 866-626, 1320. Let's head over to Brian in Sacramento. Brian, you're live with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. Hi, Brian. Welcome.
Hello.
Hi, welcome.
Oh, my name's Douglas. Your lines must have gotten crossed, but
okay.
I was weighing in on this.
Oh, sorry about that.
The people who talk about this, like it'd be a good thing to do the minimum wage and get rid of the estate tax, they don't realize that the taxes on the wage earners would have to be raised to make up for the loss of the estate tax. So it would end up as a net loss. I mean, there was somebody on just recently about how the government has been told it can't keep borrowing, that it has to start taxing income pence with its revenues or with its expenditures. So the Republicans can't keep borrowing and claiming the economy is expanding any too much longer.
All right, so your point is, and it's a very good point, that if you get rid of the estate tax, it falls on the burden of the rest of us, and particularly people in the middle brackets, and certainly on the people who just got their pathetic little hourly minimum wage increased.
Exactly.
Well, I think that's an excellent point, and I thank you very much for making it.
Mm-hmm.
Good point. 349-1320, 866-626, 1320. I'm Enid Goldstein, and you are listening to the Wednesday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. Time now to check traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa West.
Thank you very much, Enid. I was just taking a deep breath there for a minute. Our weather tonight, and it should be cooling off for some of you, and it sounds to me like it's needed. 57 for the low tonight. We have highs tomorrow right around 96, 97, but we are 89 here in the River City. Now, our traffic's looking pretty good, and thank goodness because of our hostile work environment. We have an accident. Two vehicles got into a crash here at Gold Drive, at Copper Penny Drive, westbound I-80 at 65th at Auburn. Now, I'm telling you this because the hit and run has caused no injuries, but blocking the lanes there. Also, Watt Avenue and El Camino Avenue, we do have an accident, emergency vehicles there. Lisa West back with more Enid Live at AM 1320 Sacramento's.
You know something? There's nothing wrong with a culture where everyone has a different idea of what's humorous. The last time I can remember an entire nation being on the same page, it was Germany in the late 30s, and it didn't really turn out that funny. Remember, in its time and place, what Hitler said was considered politically correct. And it's that blind adherence to what is situationally palatable that is truly dangerous. We should question it all, poke fun at it all, sit on it all, rail against it all, and most importantly, for Christ's sake, laugh at it all. Because the only thing separating Holy Writ from complete dishul is your perspective. It's your only weapon. Keep the safety off. Don't take yourself too seriously. Remember that at the end of the day, this is just an ant farm with beepers, and it takes zero politically correct society to screw in a light bulb because they are perpetually in the dark. Of course, that's just my opinion. I could be wrong.
That have to be really, really happy about all this news about the war is the Catholic Church. Oh, yeah, they got to be happy because they're off the front page of the paper for the first time in a long time. Woo! Woo! And I am a recovering Catholic. Some of you are here tonight, yes? So I've been following this story. I went to 16 years of Catholic education. I'm lucky I'm alive. I went to Our Lady of Psychological Warfare. I've always felt that if women have to be in the military, they should only be lesbians. Because we would never get around to having a war. Right? Because we'd have to have some meetings. A war in October? What about the softball banquet?
Whether you thought about writing your memoirs or the next great American novel, if you're an aspiring writer, the place to be this summer is the Sacramento State Writers Conference. On August 18th through the 20th, you'll learn to write novels, criticism, memoirs, poetry, plays, and children's books from successful authors in the field. The weekend features keynote speeches from authors John Lesquois and Gail Tsukiyama. That's the Sacramento State Writers Conference, August 18th through the 20th. Register now. For more information, visit cce.csus.edu/writersconference or call 916-278-4433. That's cce.csus.edu/writersconference or 916-278-4433 for information on the Sacramento State Writers Conference.
A little, miss a lot. Stay with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
On the Wednesday edition of Enid Live, I am yours until 7, 3 to 7 weekdays on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. We are talking about the estate tax that the Republicans are trying to get that, disappeared again. And this affects only the top estates. I mean, you and I are never going to, unless we hit the jackpot or the lotto or something, we're never going to have to pay that estate tax. This is for people of the caliber of the Waltons, the elite fortunes. And they're tying it to this pathetic minimum wage raise, $2.10, the first time in, 10 years? Over, and they're going to squeeze that out over a three-year period. Meanwhile, Congress has awarded itself a $31,000 per member raise. But if you are a minimum wage worker, you know what? You pay more for everything. They just did a study. You pay more. You're shopping in convenience stores. You're paying more for your food. You don't have transportation. You pay more for your transportation. If you're sending money back, remittances back to Mexico, they're charging you a fortune to do that. I mean, it goes on and on and on. So they get socked twice, at least. We have one line open, 349-1320-866-626-1320. Walter in Rockland. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. Hi, Walter.
Hi, Enid.
Yes, welcome.
Hey, great job countering those guys. I think it's really interesting when I hear these guys call in and raise their voice and shout and yell. You know, you kept pushing them to make their point, and they really can't make a point, and they try to bring emotion into it. And you're countering with, okay, why is it either or?
Right.
You know, why do you have to have one or the other? Why do you have to give the richest people in the country who don't need it
A break. So that the poorest people pick up the slack.
Yeah, and $2.10 phase in over 3 years.
Over 3 years. You know, yeah. don't, you know, is that pathetic or what?
Yeah, but if things keep going as they are, it doesn't even keep up with the cost of living.
Right.
$2.10 will be, you know, the same as we are right now over 3 years.
You try living on a minimum wage and see how far you can get.
I've done it before.
Have you?
I suspect most of the people that are calling in and you know, things are much better now than they were once upon a time, but I do remember that. And I would bet that most of the people that are calling in, masquerading as Democrats, raising their voice and shouting because they have no comprehensive point to make, I would bet most of them have never had to live that way.
Well, I think you're probably right, because I think if you had to live that way, you would have a different understanding of the issue.
Oh, when I go now and go into a convenience store, shopping store, Safeway, whatever, and I see people, you know, maybe a bagger at Safeway makes more than, you know, sometimes I'm just amazed at how good an attitude these people can keep while making those kind of wages.
Well, when you're looking at families being supported on a minimum wage, I forget now where I saw, did I read about it or did I see a show about it? And it is extremely sobering to see what that story is. But Walter, I thank you very much. I appreciate your comments. 349-1320-866-626-1320. Brian in Sacramento. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Hello, Enid. I just have a couple of points to make. I was listening. I just turned you on, and I was listening to the argument about the estate tax. And the first point I wanted to make is that I don't understand. Maybe someone smarter than I can tell me how the estate tax, how the money has already been doubly taxed. To me, it seems as if my parents die and leave me an estate, then I have passive income, and that income, for me, needs to be taxed. It doesn't matter where it comes from. It's income to me. It's new to me.
That's right.
And so it would seem that that would be the first time it's been taxed since I have it. If we look at it that way, every dime that we get has been taxed, you know.
Somewhere along the line.
Exactly. I am amazed at, and again, I don't know who these people are that are calling in, but the psychology behind it is interesting. They are willing to work for a minimum wage to support wealthy people in private companies, and then we are willing to give them back their money by getting rid of the estate tax. So either way, we're losing because we're not getting a living wage, and then we're saying that, well, you don't have to pay your taxes to support the public services. So the psychology behind that is a little strange, and people don't understand that the estate tax was not necessarily developed to necessarily bring in a lot of revenue to the government. It was put in place to prevent the type of developing an aristocracy here in the United States as they do in Europe. And people don't understand that. We tend to debate whether it's fair or whatever, but it was originally put in place to preserve our system of government as a government of the people.
Go back to the other point you were making, because one of the things that was said about the Walton fortune, for example, and I think the mother is still alive, that when she, if I'm correct on that, and she is still alive, every one of the kids, and I think there are four or five kids, one I think died recently, is a billionaire, and that they would have to, when she dies or when I forget how it goes, that they would have to break up the ownership in order to satisfy the estate taxes.
Yes.
Something like that. Now, that was one thing that I remember reading. But these people who are in the best position to pay these estate taxes, these huge estates, they don't want to do it. And they don't want to, and I don't know how you can have a war and cut taxes on the richest Americans. I just don't see how you can do it. I'd love to run my household that way.
And then they talk the poor right wingers, the right wingers who are out there, the workaday Joes and Janes who are out there toiling to make, you know, maybe $60,000, maybe $100,000 a year. But they're still toiling, but they talk them into going to bat for them so that they don't have to pay more taxes. It's amazing.
It is absolutely amazing that you have got a group of people voting against their own interests.
Exactly.
I thank you very much for the call, Brian.
Bye-bye.
349-1320. It opens up a line, 866-626-1320. Let's go to Jerry in Elk Grove. Jerry, hi, you're live with Enid.
Well, hopefully you can hear me. I'm on a cell phone right now.
So, I am. But, I can't.
But anyway, I, you know, I'm chiming in with the other two callers that just called. It's just totally amazing that people are just basically that stupid. You know, this administration has been doing everything they can to take every little dollar out of your pocket. They don't give the states tax money. The states can't afford to pay for a state-run health care. They can't afford to get the roads done. And they don't understand that their tax dollars are what it's being spent for. And they don't want. And it's amazing, you know, it's all of a sudden now we've become a rich society, but we don't have anything. We spend all our money overseas. We say we're not going to create democracies, and we go over and create democracy someplace else. And, you know, it's.
Well,
you know,
didn't we want to build hospitals and give the Iraqis all that health care that we don't have ourselves? There's a good Wall Street Journal story today about little kids. I'm talking 4 and 5 years old. They're now going to spas. Little 4-year-olds are going to spas, having their toenails done, they're having their hair done. 4-year-olds are going to spas. This is how rich we've become and how broke we are. I mean, I don't even know where to start with that. Jerry, I thank you for the call.
Yeah, thank you.
You're welcome. 349-1320-866-626-2620. Get ready to reach for the Maalox. The federal government is moving to eliminate the jobs of nearly half the lawyers plans to cut the jobs of 157 of the IRS's 345 estate tax lawyers plus 17 support personnel, and they're going to do it in fewer than 70 days. The Bush administration has passed measures that reduce the number of Americans who are subject to the estate tax, which opponents refer to as a death tax, but has failed in its efforts to eliminate the tax entirely. So what they're going to do is they're going to eliminate the auditors who audit the tax. Charlie in Sacramento. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. Hi, Charlie.
Hi, Enid. Charlie Brown here.
Oh, welcome, Charlie.
Yeah, it's interesting listening to all this. I think the root of this problem really goes back to, you know, the opening remark of this Congress being a do-nothing, or more likely a do-little Congress. And the way they lump things together, instead of letting bills stand alone on their own merits, they have to pile things together into this either-or Hobson choice you're talking about, that they really need to get down to the problems that really affect this country and do individual votes on them so we know where they really stand on issues.
Well, what do you think about the... Now, for those of you who are among the nearly comatose, Charlie Brown is running for Congress against Deep Doolittle. So give us an update, Charlie. Is there anything going on that we should know about?
Well, the main thing going on right now is we're waiting for John Doolittle to agree to a series of debates so the voters of the district can listen to him attempt to defend his voting record in Congress and how poorly it matches up with what he's saying.
Well, wait a minute. He said that he would engage with you in debates, but he said that it would depend on his schedule and he had so much to do. And meanwhile, the Congress has hardly bestirred itself to do any work at all, right?
Well, Congress has got a 97-day schedule this year, which isn't really that much work. They're in recess until the 1st of September now. And we proposed a series of 6 debates, gave him dates stretched out from August through October. We've got 4 newspapers, League of Women Voters, lots of people interested in holding the debates. We're just waiting for him to agree to actually step before folks in a public forum and answer where he really stands on things.
So what happened? Did he move and leave no forwarding address? Did he respond? You know what? Will you come on? Would the two of you come on and debate on my program?
I would be happy to, Enid. You know,
I heard you at the conservative competition across the way, the big beast, KFBK.
I've actually been on there twice now and
been
very well treated. We're getting through to some folks that we can't keep going with this bipartisanship bickering, that we need to be solving some problems, and certainly a living wage for folks would be a problem that we ought to be looking at.
Well, so what about the estate tax? Are you in favor of cutting the estate tax for the richest of the richest of the richest? What's your position there?
No, I think one of your earlier callers stated it the most clearly. Somebody's going to have to pay for the lost tax revenue. Nobody likes raising taxes, but when we're looking at $28,000 worth of debt for every man, woman, and child, deficit that's out of sight, the people who are capable of paying should be paying a fair share of their taxes. wonderful article. I believe it was just in the Bee this morning, or was it yesterday, talking about the offshore corporations these folks are taking advantage of so they don't have to pay any taxes at all. Most of them haven't paid taxes before.
Well, it's cheating has cost the Treasury up to $70 billion a year. This is what you're talking about. It was a New York Times piece that so many super-rich Americans evade taxes using offshore accounts that law enforcement cannot control. The growing misconduct, and this is according to a Senate report that provides the most detailed look ever at high-level tax schemes. So they have engaged very rich or very complicated kinds of shelters that they create and they stow offshore, and they're so complicated that we don't have a handle on it, and so they're able to get away with it.
So as was previously said, most of them haven't paid taxes on the money already, so an estate tax isn't going to be double taxation. And as you were just saying, with the IRS having to cut the auditors that go after these folks, they're never going to have to pay taxes.
No, so if they can't get rid of the estate tax, and the estate tax is what you can see after all these high-level shelters that you really can't see and get a handle on, they don't want to pay that either. And then if the Bush administration is not successful in getting that to pass, then they're going to cut the auditors who audit the estate taxes. So either way, you know, if you or I, Charlie, did anything even remotely questionable, the IRS would be right on our doorstep. You'd be getting one of those letters that you dread getting.
Well, I'll be surprised if I don't get that anyway, running against Mr. Doolittle. We know they've already gone over my FEC filings, and lo and behold, they couldn't find anything illegal in there. So
I don't know if Doolittle could stand up to that kind of scrutiny, because it seems like all you have to do is just bestir a little bit of the top dirt there, and the whiff of corruption comes right through loud and smelly.
A lot more than just a whiff there, Enid. A lot of money been put into his pockets by the large corporations, the lobbyists, and he still claims that he's done nothing wrong. He made the claim that I should give back money from the DCCC. I'll give back all the money I've gotten from the DCCC. If he gives back all the money he's gotten from convicted felons.
From Jack Abramoff, you mean? Every time he voted the right way and supported gambling for tribes, in Iowa, for example, even though he's an anti-gambling Mormon, and money was deposited to Mrs. Doolittle's account? You mean that?
Yeah, you know, and by the way, the total money I've gotten from DCCC is zero, so.
What's DCCC, Charlie?
Oh, the Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee.
Howard Dean and Rahm Emanuel are apparently not speaking to each other. You're not getting anything from the Democrats?
Well, I'm getting a lot of money from the Democrats here in the district that I'm
but
talking
not
to.
But not from the party?
Not from the party, no.
All right, so then tell us how we can contribute. Give us your website, give us your address, how we can contribute either monies or volunteer our efforts on your behalf.
Website is charliebrownforcongress.org.
charliebrownforcongress.org.
And all the information's on there to contribute, to volunteer. We would love to have people come by the headquarters here in Roseville. We've got another headquarters up in Nevada City, and we're going to be opening a Democratic headquarters with the Democratic Party over in Placerville very shortly. So a lot of folks out there getting involved. All kinds of people, to include a lot of Republicans now, that realize it's time to come together and work on the problems facing this country. Quit this fighting over things that don't affect us. Let's work to solve some problems instead.
Charlie Brown, thank you so much for calling in today. And again, your website, charliebrownforcongress.com?
.org.
.org, okay. All right. People can contribute checks, and they can contribute their time and their talents. And Charlie's got a great shot at unseating Deep Doolittle. Charlie, thanks very much, and lots of good luck, and keep us posted.
Thank you, Enid. Keep after that minimum wage and the estate tax.
All right, I will. Thank you, Charlie.
All right.
Bye. I'm Enid Goldstein, and you are listening to the Wednesday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel. Time to check traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa West.
Thank you very much, Enid. Lows tonight right around 57, 95, 96 degrees for the high. Tomorrow we might see the low 60. Now we're at 89 here in the River City. Our traffic's looking pretty good as well. And, oh, I was just logging on to charliebrownforcongress.org. I need to get to my traffic, but it's looking good. Just got a phone call about the gray Mercedes. It was found. They found it.
Was it one Mercedes hitting two different people, or was it two different rich people running over ordinary citizens?
Actually, it was one person. They're investigating, so it looks like it's being taken care of.
Oh, nice story there.
All right. Log on to 1320leftchannel.com. Lisa West here for 1320.
Keeping the metal to the pedal. It's Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
This is Cindy Sheehan. George Bush, Dick Cheney, and others launched a war that took my son's life. Strong evidence suggests that in promoting the war, they lied to Congress and the American people, and that in conducting the war, they have targeted civilians, hospitals, and journalists, used illegal weapons, imprisoned without charge, tortured and spied on Americans without court approval. Ask your Congress member to begin impeachment proceedings against George Bush and Dick Cheney.
Sponsored by AfterDowningStreet.org.
Welcome to Los Angeles, where I believe the official sunscreen is now lead, isn't it, pretty much? Oh, my God, this heat. I was sweating like Naomi Campbell trying to hire a maid. It was so hot today. It was so hot in Hollywood today, Brad and Angelina adopted Ben and Jerry. Did you know that? It was so hot in Encino, Michael Jackson actually stopped at the Young Boys lemonade stand and just bought the lemonade. You know the worst part about this heat wave across the country is Al Gore walking around going, I told you so, I told you so. Actually, if Al Gore's movie on global warming is correct, as you know, the ice caps are shrinking. You all know about that. The glaciers are shrinking. The only thing not shrinking, Al Gore, apparently. Have you seen Al? Really not shrinking. I tell you, and the heat, it puts people in a bad mood. You know, in fact, coming into work today, people were swearing like President Bush near an open mic. It was unbelievable.
Laughing at the truth. AM 1320.
Michelle Shockley, going places on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. Take a trip back in time at the Hot August Nights event with tons of primo classic cars, doo-wop bands, and even a senior prom. It's happening through Sunday in Reno. Mumbo Gumbo is the band playing at the free Friday night concert at Cesar Chavez Park. Olivia Newton-John performs at Cash Creek Casino on Friday night. The Italian Festival is this weekend at the Croatian Park. The Sacramento International Film Festival is happening now through Sunday at the Crest Theater. Santana is coming to the Sleep Train Amphitheater on Sunday, and Elton John and his band will appear live as part of his 2006 The Captain and the Kid Tour in Sacramento on Friday, September 15th. This is Elton John's first solo appearance since 1998. Tickets for Elton John go on sale Monday at 10 a.m. through Ticketmaster locations, or get them at the Arco Arena box office and save the service charge. I'm Michelle Shockley, going places on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Talk to Enid now, 349-1320.
642 on the Wednesday edition of Enid Live. I am yours until 7, 3 to 7 weekdays on AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel. You never know what's going to happen around here and who's going to drop in and who's going to call in. And that's what's so delicious about talk radio and so delicious about Enid Live. And that's why you want to tell 3 to 5 of your friends every single day so that we can survive and thrive here, because we are brand new. We're little rabbits. You have all the big competition around, most of it conservative talk, 99.9% of it conservative talk radio. If that's all you've listened to, you will never get the other side of anything, and you will be surrounded by an ambulatory Republican excretion machine, and that's what it is, the talking point excretion machine, when it isn't excreting the little blue pills, and you know who I'm talking about. 349-1320, 866-626, 1320. Keith in Sacramento. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. Hi, Keith.
Hello. Hi, how are you?
Good, thank you.
Charlie Brown's tough act to follow.
But I know you can do it, Keith.
Absolutely. I happen to be in what will be his constituency up in Weimar.
Okay.
Where my home is.
Are you going to vote? Are you going to vote for him?
Absolutely.
Good.
Already have.
Oh.
In the primary.
Yeah.
Regarding the minimum wage topic, in 1968 they established it at $1.50 an hour. Adjusted for today's economy, today, it would be $10.09.
Really? $10.09?
That's correct.
Wow.
And as far as being double taxed, you folks out there are concerned about that stuff. You pay your income taxes, and then, of course, you go to the store and you have sales tax. And then you go to the gas pump and you get the federal tax on the gas. So there's a lot of double taxation that goes on, but it's just part of our system and it's the way it works. And whenever you one end of the balloon, you got to fill it up from the other end.
Well, and one of our callers made the point, too, that when you inherit that money, if you are subject to the estate tax, this is income to you. This is new to you. You didn't pay taxes on it previously.
Absolutely.
Presumably, unless there was some trust situation. What?
Right. It's otherwise, we end up with an aristocracy, and that's what they're attempting to create here. So let's avoid that.
Well, not only are they attempting to create an aristocracy, they are just pigs. These are people who down government, who dis government, and can't wait to get a government job so that they can line their pockets. This is the most corrupt administration. Right? You know, their first priority is not the country. It's not America. It's not Americans. It's not the United States of America. It's what's in it for me. When they posture about religiosity and under God and the pledge and in God we trust, no, it's what's in it for. They want to loot the country and strip mine it and put everything they can into their pockets and into the pockets of their friends. So they want to keep as much of their money as possible. And to do what philanthropy? What has Dickey done that's remotely philanthropic? The most philanthropic thing he could do is go home to Texas and stay there.
Well, absolutely. Of course, Cindy Sheehan will be there to knock on his door and offer him a casserole when he comes home.
I hope that casserole's got a lot of cholesterol in it. And Cindy Sheehan apparently bought some property in Crawford, Texas.
Yes, she did. That's why I'm saying that. I've written some messages and so on to John Doolittle, and I never get a response to mine, but I do from Dianne Feinstein, and I do from Barbara Boxer. And I find it just reprehensible that just because I don't agree with John on a lot of things, and I do pose my opposition in very civil tones, I still can't manage to get a reply from the man. And with that, I'll leave you go. I need to turn a corner.
Well, anything he was going to say to you would not be worth... what did Samuel Goldwyn say? A verbal contract is not worth the paper it's written on. Anything he would say to you would not be worth reading, I don't think. It would not be filled with much truth. But, Keith, I thank you very much for the call.
Thank you, Enid.
You're welcome. 349-1320, 866-626, 1320. Will in Sacramento. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel.
Hello.
Hi, Will. Welcome.
Hey, thank you for taking my call.
You are welcome.
So I kind of just going to chime in with everybody else. I was getting my master's degree at Brigham Young University about almost 8 years ago when we had a real president. And we were in our social welfare class, and, of course, I was the only liberal in the class. And we were discussing inheritance tax extensively, and I just shot over at one of the real conservative guys who's in our social work program. It really doesn't matter because this doesn't really affect anybody but the top 1%, and none of us here are in the top 1%. And if you do inherit from your parents, it's a welfare check. And you guys are so... Republicans seem so against welfare.
Except for their corporations and except for themselves.
Yeah.
They don't want welfare for poor people who actually could use some welfare and a boost in the minimum wage. And you heard our last caller, if you adjusted the minimum wage when it began for inflation and so on, it would be $10.09 now. And they want to bring it up. These big spenders want to bring it up from $5.15 to $7.25. Now, there is a California minimum wage. What is it? Somebody will know the answer to that.
I don't know, but my employees are paid $10 an hour.
$6.75 an hour. Okay. And you pay your employees $10 an hour.
Well, they get paid between 10 and 15. I try to pay, it's a small business, so I try to pay a livable wage. And I can tell you, I have lived extremely poor in my life, and now I live in the top 1%. And taxes.
You did this, Will. Will, you did this in 8 years? You went from being a student to being living in the top 1% in 8 years?
Well, let's just say I married well and then doubled my partner's net worth.
Well, God, you won the lotto there. You won the marital lotto.
Yeah, trust me, I'm 100% blessed.
You are, because a friend of mine, Vom, always said if you marry for money, you wind up earning every penny of it.
Well, you do. I mean, we've worked our butts off. 1 year, my partner and I earned $2.5 million between his stock options with Oracle. And in that year, we had to pay almost $1 million in taxes.
Wow.
Big deal. We had $1.5 million left. Who cares?
Right.
I mean, that's our obligation to help. You know, it just, if we pay more in taxes, it didn't take away from coats for my children. It didn't take away from shoes. If someone at the bottom of the income bracket does pay more, a higher percentage of taxes, they might not feed their family. They might not have electricity. And that's...
Well, and when you're looking at $3 a gallon at the pump, you know, this has stressed many, many, many budgets. This has been, and if you're at the low end, if you're low end of the earnings scale, this is a very significant issue.
I've had employees call me and say, "Can I do my laundry at the end today? Because I can't put gas in my car and pay the laundromat bill." And it's like, "Bring your laundry. I don't care."
Right.
If this massage therapist can't afford to bring your child care, it's like, bring the kid, we'll put him in the backyard, whatever.
Well, Will, I thank you very much for the call.
Okay.
And we're delighted with your good fortune.
And I'm going to donate to Doolittle. I mean, not to Doolittle, to Charlie Brown.
Write him a check. And you know what? The other one that you want to help out is Bill Durston, who's running against, yes, he's an ER doc, and he's running against Lundgren.
I know I'm going to a roast for Sam Catalano at the Stonewall Democrats, and we're all paying money to some guy. It might have been Charlie Brown. I can't remember.
Well, you will soon find out and report back. Will, thanks very much for the call. 349-1320, 866-620, 61320. I'm Enid Goldstein, and you are listening to the Wednesday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. Time to check traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa West.
Hello, Enid. Thank you. And you know what? I made a comment that he should donate to Lisa West if he wants to. I'm not running for Congress or anything.
You're not running away from your creditors, are you?
Oh, me?
Just kidding.
You know what? That's why this is not my real name. No, I'm kidding. Actually, it is. We have weather tonight. We 57 for the low, 94 here at the River City, and our traffic's looking pretty good. 50 over top of the mountain, nice, and 75 miles per hour, I don't think it's supposed to be 75. 99 for Ridge Road on the south. On the right-hand side, we do have an accident stopping traffic, and we'll be back with more Enid Live. Give her a call, 349-1320. Lisa West for AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
More buzz than an afternoon caffeine break. It's Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. A liberal dose of the truth applied daily.
The Morning Retort with Scott and Sim.
Because we were attacked on 9/11. Ipso facto, we didn't ask enough questions.
Headache number nine is coming up.
So you have Iraqis that might be stepping up and still looking over their shoulder going, well, when are the rest of them going to leave? We will never leave that region.
We're going to pay for all this, Scott. Remember that. We're going to pay for all the money from the Iraqi oil. It's going to pay for all this.
Scott and Sims, mornings 5:30 to 9 on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
At Cache Creek Casino Resort, win fast, win often with Cash Fever Jackpot. Jackpots start at $20,000 and are guaranteed to hit by $30,000. Every time a Cash Fever Jackpot hits, a Cash Club player wins just for playing with their card. Plus, you can check the Cash Fever Jackpot total and your Cash Club points online now at CashCreek.com. So join Cash Club today and get the fever. Cache Creek Casino Resort.
Talk to Enid now, 349-1320.
653 on the Wednesday edition of Enid Live. I am yours until 7, 3 to 7 weekdays on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. We're talking about the minimum wage. It has been tied, this ever so generous and compassionate administration has tied it to a cut in the estate tax. Means if you cut the estate tax... Who's going to pick up the slack? Well, everybody else is going to pick up the slack. And we're talking about the richest of the richest of the richest. Most of us will never have to pay a penny in estate taxes because the exemption is so great. And I think if you die 11 years from now, if you have a really rich relative who plans to die 11 years from now, you will not pay one penny for that 1 year in estate taxes. It's structured in a very bizarre way. This administration has been very bizarre. So if you, one of you called in to say that the minimum wage, when it was first instituted, if you adjusted for inflation, et cetera, would now be $10.09 an hour. Well, what it is $5.15 an hour, the federal minimum wage. California is $6.75 an hour. I don't know if it's going to go up when the federal minimum wage goes up. But you can't live on $5.15 an hour. I don't know how you can live on I don't know how you can live on $7.25 an hour, which is what they're trying to raise it to. The polling indicates that most Americans are in favor of a raise of the minimum wage. And they're going to squeeze that pathetic and tragic little raise out for 3 years. When Congress awards itself a raise, it's not squeezing it out over a three-year period. That $2 and... what is it? 10 cent. It's $2.10 raise. They are going to squeeze that out over a 3 year period. I mean, isn't that amazing? And there was just a study done, and I shared this with you, I think yesterday or so, about how the poor have to pay more for services. And here's a little thing I wanted to share with you. I don't know if I mentioned this or not. I was talking about it with somebody. Our insurance here at the radio station, there, you know, some of your doctors are in network and some of them are out of network. And here's what I found out. I found out that if you want to go to your old doc that you like a lot and your old doc is not in network, you're going to have to pay for it. And we have a really high out of network deductible, so it makes it kind of prohibitive. But in any event, you're going to have to pay for it. And but here's the deal with doctors and their fees. The doctors get reimbursed a percentage by the insurance company. So it's to their advantage to set their fees really, really, really high. Because if your insurance covers it, they make a deal and the insurance company pays them, I don't know what percentage, let's just say 20% of what their fee is. So the more they rack up the fee, the more their percentage, the higher the amount is, the percentage remains the same, the higher the amount of that is. Well, if you walk in the door and you don't have insurance, guess what? You're paying that inflated fee for service. And a lot of people, a lot of poor people would be placed in that position. But I was talking to a doctor friend of mine who explained how that little drill works. So to get a higher reimbursement amount, the percentage remains the same. Lots of doctors inflate what their fees are. So if you walk in the door and you don't have insurance, you're paying that very high inflated fee. So just heads up, poor people are forced to pay more. The people who can least afford it are forced to pay more. And it's really sad. And it's sad that this administration is so cheap and so without scruple and so interested in lining its own pocket wants to tie the rise in minimum wage or the raise in minimum wage